Jerry Mullin, for the state of Ohio, Felix B. Arnold, and for the state of Ohio, Ty Cox. Your attention, please. Lee DeLon, please go back to the Hot Corner Concession Stand. Lee DeLon, please go back to the Hot Corner Concession Stand. And a special note on today's meeting from Oakley, the Oak Film Company.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Saturday night baseball, Texas League style from Momentum Bank Ballpark. And boy, what was it, 5 days ago, started this series on Tuesday, would have had no earthly clue what we would see. That meaning 81 runs, that's an 8-1 in 4 games. So, to be precise, my third grade teacher, well, she wasn't very nice, my fourth grade teacher was. Mrs. Morris would be very proud of me. That's 20.25 runs per game precisely so far in this series. The Rockhounds winning last night 13-4, a game that was, especially at one juncture, far, far closer than that. Rockhounds held a 6-4 lead in the top of the sixth inning, very close, and somewhat controversial play at home plate on the Travelers arguing. I believe the argument was perhaps interference on a play at the plate. But again, a close play there, but still two men were on with one man down, and the Rockhounds turned a very important and nicely turned 4-6-3 double play. That kept the game 6-4, and the Hounds in the bottom of the sixth inning got a two-run single from William Simonite and a two-run home run from Cameron Masterman, who had, boy, his best game as a pro. He had 6 runs driven in, 2 on that home run. And he had a 3-run base hit later in the game. So Cameron Masterman, just a terrific ball game, 6 runs batted in. But it was that top of the sixth to the bottom of the sixth that really changed the course of the game and put the Rockhounds in control. You don't normally talk about things coming in dozens or half dozens in a baseball game, but Joe Boyle, what a debut, a home debut. His second game as a member of the A's organization and of the Rockhounds. Joe struck out a dozen batters in 5 innings. He gave up 3 runs on 5 base hits. The 2 of the 3 runs, by the way, in his final inning. So I'm sure that was a tinge frustrating, but a terrific outing for Joe Boyle. A dozen strikeouts. He leads all of AA baseball with 142 whiffs, and he is third overall in minor league baseball. Joe Boyle, he is really an exciting addition, came over via a trade at the deadline from the Cincinnati Reds. And Cameron Masterman, a half dozen RBIs last night, the second 6-RBI game of this series for the Rockhounds. Brian Buelvas drove in a half dozen in the opener of this series, and Cameron did it last night. Not only, by the way, a career high, and he doesn't have a real lengthy background as a pro, but not only a career high, he doubled his previous high of 3 ribbies in a game. So 13-4 was our final last night, and a little perspective for you. The Frisco Rough Riders, and they have now forged a tie for the top in the South Division. They have won 4 in a row at Corpus Christi. And last night, 2-1, the Hooks and the Riders, Frisco has really been pitching well in that series. Those two teams, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks, like the Hounds and the Travelers, have played 4 games in their current series. Frisco and Corpus have scored a total of 22 runs. The Rockhounds and Travelers are averaging 20 and a quarter runs per game. absolutely just a crazy, crazy series. Mentioned in the South, Frisco with a win. Amarillo fell last night, so Frisco and Amarillo are now tied for the top spot. We just saw the Rough Riders, and I think they're a team definitely to be reckoned with. The Rockhounds got a split with Frisco in the Metroplex. Frisco will come to town next when the Rockhounds are back on the 22nd of August, next homestand. So Frisco, I think, very definitely is going to be right there. You have to think Corpus Christi will be as well. Rockhounds are only three games back now of the co-leaders, and San Antonio, first half champs, are four games back. In tonight's fifth game of the series, Jimmy Joyce will get the start for Arkansas. He makes his third start for the Travelers since coming up from Advanced Day Everett, the Aqua Sox of the Northwest League. Boy, there had to have been a round of applause from Northwest League hitters when Jimmy got the call up to North Little Rock. He was with the Aqua Sox 2-0 with a 1.60 ERA. Opposition hitting 200 against him in Northwest League with a 0.97 whip. So, man, they were probably looking forward to getting rid of Jimmy. No offense, of course, but from a hitter's perspective, yeah, that had to be. That's good news if he gets the call up. With the Travelers, he has now made two appearances. He's 0-2 with a 5.40 ERA. But that earned run average doesn't match up with the rest of the numbers. Has a 1.3 whip, very solid, in opposition in a small sample size, hitting 211 against him. For the Rockhounds, it's an interesting start because it's Chad Patrick, me too, like last night's starter, Joe Boyle, coming over in a trade deadline deal, this time from the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Jace Peterson trade. And Chad has faced the Rockhounds four times. He has pitched for the Rockhounds once, but he was dominant as a member of the Amarillo Sod Poodles against the Hounds at a 2.01, even better than I said, 2.01 in four starts against the Rockhounds. Frisco got to him a little bit. He struck out nine batters in his first start, but Frisco got to him for five earned runs on 11 base hits in 4 2/3 innings. So Chad Patrick makes his second appearance for the Rockhounds here in this one. Hounds about to take the diamond, and they are taking the diamond as the defenders of the diamond. This is Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night at the ballpark. Hounds are wearing very, very cool jerseys designed by the folks at Marvel. And, in fact, there's more to that story than just meets the ear there. And we'll tell you a little bit more later on in this game. But they're very, very cool. A dark blue body to the uniforms with a Marvel-designed logo on the front and orange sleeves beginning right with the cutoff of the shoulder. Very, very cool looking. So the defenders of the diamond, we'll just stick to calling the Rockhounds, of course, because after all, this is a radio broadcast. Well, if you're on Valley Live, you see what I'm talking about here on MILB TV. Very cool uniforms for the defenders of the diamond, the Rockhounds. Haven't checked the temperature. We'll do that in a couple of moments. Have a feeling it's triple digits one more time. And just ahead of our first pitch, let's take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you. Saturday Night Baseball just about set to get going. And by the way, to remind you, if you're in the area, we have not only the Defenders of the Diamond, very stylish uniforms, but we also have fireworks coming up after this ball game. So if you're in the neighborhood, we'd love to have you come on out. Warm and breezy Saturday evening, game 5 of the 6-game set between the Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers. Rockhounds have won the last 2. They've taken 3 out of the first 4 in the series. And again, there really hasn't been a pitcher's duel. The last 2 games have been the lowest scoring games of the 4, and we've had 17 runs in each. What will tonight bring? We're about to find out. Kick back, relax, my friends. We'll take you out to the ballgame. Rockhounds and the Travelers are coming up next.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Well, it was a guess, but of course it's a pretty easy guess, isn't it? We have 103 degrees here this evening. Little bit of breeze blowing. It's 10 miles an hour plus, and it sounds odd to say for West Texas because the wind is almost a constant here. But the breeze, for the first time, I think will be a factor. The wind is shifting a little bit. It's basically right to left. But when those flags have really started to unfurl pretty significantly over the last 5-10 minutes, the reading I'm getting is 10 miles an hour. But I would think that's 10 miles an hour at the very least. So for the first time, it's an evening in which wind may indeed be a factor. Isaiah Gilliam moves to the top of the order for Springfield. Mike Freeman, who is back, by the way, as is Bobby Crosby. Both managers have been on their breaks before this ball game. Isaiah Gilliam will lead it off. Switch hitter. Here's Chad Patrick, and his first pitch is swung on and sent back to the screen on the left side, 0-1. So Gilliam jumps after the first pitch and fouls it away. Isaiah, switch hitter, the designated hitter. He is the leadoff man. Spencer Packard will bat number 2. Solid hitter. He's the left fielder, Spencer Packard, on deck. Pitch low and away from Chad Patrick. 1-1 to Gilliam. Jonathan Classe moves to the 3 spot in this game. The center fielder, Classe, batting 3rd. Patrick's pitch just up and away. 2-2. Gilliam has a lot of pop. 19 homers, 59 driven in, swings and sends a high fly ball right field. This is toward the short porch, and it's going to get there. It is gone. Isaiah Gilliam with his 20th home run of the season. Boy, I don't know if that cleared the back wall of the bullpen. I don't know to be sure where that ball came down. That's a short, very reachable porch in right, and Gilliam gets there. 20th home run, 60th RBI for Isaiah Gilliam. Boy, and this ball game picks up right where the first 4 have left off. So he gets moved to the top of the order and promptly does a Ricky Henderson number and drives the ball out of here. Wind is right to left, so that was against the wind. And it is a home run, and the Travs on the board as Spencer Packard takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Robert Perez Jr., the first baseman batting cleanup. Perez Jr. is at first. 1-0 pitch. Just down and away for a ball. 2-2. Alberto Rodriguez batting 5th in right field. Rodriguez is in right. Josh Morgan, third baseman batting 6th. Morgan at third base. Patrick's pitch, line drive toward shortstop. Muncy moves to his right and gloves it. Spencer Packard with a line drive to short, handled by Max. One man down for Jonathan Classe. Bottom third of the order, Jake Anchia is the catcher batting 7th. Anchia the catcher. Connor Hoover batting 8th. The second baseman, Connor Hoover, is at 2nd. And Leo Rivas will round it out. He's the shortstop, Rivas, at shortstop batting 9th. First pitch, a big swing and a miss from Classe. It comes up empty, 0-1. Gilliam, Packard, and Classe up top. Perez, Rodriguez, and Morgan in the middle. pitch swung on and looped foul out of play. Quick 0-2 count to the Travs center fielder. And Anchia, Hoover, and Rivas lead it off, or wrap it up, I should say, bottom third of the order. For Chad Patrick, overall, this is his 21st appearance, made his first 19 with the Amarillo Sawpoodles. 0-2 pitch. We're just down and in, one ball and two strikes. Had a 4.71 ERA in his 19 starts with Amarillo. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss, got him. So Chad Patrick comes back, and it's the next two batters he faces after the leadoff home run. First strikeout of the ballgame. He did strike out 9 Rough Riders in Frisco last Saturday. It's Robert Perez Jr. He is the first baseman. Boy, this guy just has remarkable power. First pitch swung on, high fly ball. That got in on him a little bit, carrying to left center field. This ball's got a chance to do some damage. Is it going to get out of here? My gosh, that is gone. That got over the high wall in left center field. Perez with a solo home run. Well, that ball was up in the breeze and converging on it, center fielder Brian Buelvas and left fielder Lazaro Armenteros, but they got to the wall and all they could do was watch, and a pair of solo home runs here in the first inning for Arkansas. So Perez with his 12th, 51st run batted in. So Arkansas up top 2-0 in this game. And here's a swing, and that's a drive to right center field off the bat of Alberto Rodriguez, and that will drop for a base hit. Good hustle to get there by Cameron Nasterman. Throw to second is close, but sliding in ahead of the throw and tag is Alberto Rodriguez. Well, the Travs, as they did a couple of, was it three nights ago, busted out early, never looked back pretty much. Two runs on 3 base hits, all extra base hits here in this first inning, and here's Josh Morgan. So a pair of solo blasts and a hard hit double to right center field. Josh Morgan, right-handed hitter, he's the third baseman. Big swing and a miss. We'll get fastball at 94, and nice run on it. 0-1 is the count. Shadow stretching out just past the mound. So very early on, first getting into the month of August now, deeper into the summertime. Ball goes into the Shadow right off the fingertips. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty. Does Morgan 0-2. We're trying to make it a hat trick of home runs here in the first inning. So whatever the whoever put together the theme for this series, the baseball powers that be, my goodness, the Travs picking right up and off and running again. Swinging a foul off the end of the bat. Count is 0-2. Chad Patrick is mentioned coming over from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He and Joe Boyle, both late acquisitions right at the trade deadline, with the A's sending Sam Moll to the Cincinnati Reds and Jace Peterson to the D-backs. 0-2 pitch. Punched in the air, but foul ball. That'll find its way into the seats. That'll become a souvenir. Now stays 0-2 to Josh Morgan. Josh hitting .224. 5 homers, 27 driven in. Mentioned former Rangers high draft choice and farmhand is Josh, originally a catcher. Runner in scoring position, Alberto Rodriguez. 2-0 Travs here in the top half of the first inning. Stretch and pitch by Patrick, way up and in for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Flags now fully unfurled, and it's right to left. So foul pole to foul pole, right to left. We'll see the wind, I think, have a bit of an effect tonight. Really have not had much of that at all in the series. 1-2 stretch, pitched by Patrick, swung on and fouled away. So Morgan doing battle here. That's 3 2-strike foul balls from the Travelers' third baseman. Travs tonight, for the first, I believe, the first time in the series, going to the classic road gray uniforms. They've been wearing the camouflage uniforms to this point, but they're wearing the gray uniforms trimmed in black and red. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2-2 the count. Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Boy, these suddenly red-hot Seattle Mariners. Well, Robinson. They are very much in the wild card picture. Two balls, two strikes, stretch in, pitch, down and away. Ball three, ball got away from Shane McGuire, but not very far. So full count, first base open, two down here in the first. A couple of guys with really good pop, Isaiah Gilliam and Robert Perez Jr., each with home runs here in the top of the first inning. Patrick Comcetti's just looking for the exit sign. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch is strike three. Called by, got out of the glove of Shane McGuire, but a called third strike nonetheless. And out is Josh Morgan. So a couple of strikeouts, but a couple of solo home runs and a double here in the top half of the first. So, boy, it's scoreboard already. It lit up a little bit, and that has been the case here in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score, Travelers 2, and against right-hander Jimmy Joyce, the Rockhounds come to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, we're right on schedule in this ballgame. These two teams, 81 runs in the first four games. Of course, there hasn't been a bottom of the ninth a couple of times. So teams are averaging about 2.25 runs per inning. Per inning. Every inning. For 34 or so. And the Travs put up two in the top half of the first. So, man, things are going right according to schedule here in Rocky Town. Drew Swift will lead it off in the bottom of the first inning. Drew Rockhounds, third baseman. The game-winning swing a couple of nights ago in a 9-8 Rockhounds victory. Cheating in at third base is Josh Morgan. Rest of the infield is back. Pitch, woo, outside and back to the screen, and that didn't touch anything. No, one ball, no strikes to Drew. Or as the great Harry Doyle said in the movie Major League, just a bit outside. Love the next part of that line, Bodo. He tried the corner and missed. Pitch outside, ball two, two balls, no strikes. After Ricky Vaughn threw one into about the third row of the seats. Two balls and no strikes. Drew waits from the right side. Pitch is a called strike from Joyce on the outside corner, two and one. Max Muncy, shortstop, batting second. He's on deck. Max at short. Joyce with a twist, delivers down, away, and that'll go back to the screen as well. Three balls, one strike. Shane McGuire will catch in bat third. Shane behind the dish. Lazaro Armenteros in left field batting cleanup. Armenteros is in left. Cameron Nesterman in right field batting fifth. Cameron in right. 3-1. Joyce's pitch. Outside corner called strike 3-2. William Simon idle bat sixth at first base. Simon with first. Jack Winkler, the DH, batting seventh. Winkler, the designated hitter. Pitch to Drew, fouled back, count stays 3-2. Foul ball can be retrieved here. When the ball hasn't gotten to the backstop, I'm not being facetious here, but Joyce works at a pretty brisk clip, man, a swing and a foul tip. Now Drew Swift just hanging in there. 3-1 is now 3-2, and he just got a tiny piece of that one. Saheed Valenzuela batting eighth at second base. Saheed is at second, and Brian Buelvas in center field rounds it out. Buelvas in center. 3-2, second time. Jimmy Joyce with a pitch way outside and high for a ball. So Drew Swift will reach base, draws the walk. One on, nobody down for Max Muncy. Swift, Muncy, and McGuire up top. Armenteros, Masterman, and Simonite in the middle of the hounds order. Jack Winkler, Saheed Valenzuela, Brian Buelvas will round it out. Attention, both managers are now back and operational. Both Mike Freeman and Bobby Crosby on their mandatory breaks from the team, which I think almost every organization does. First pitch to Max, a called strike down the middle, 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. Max Muncy at 276. Find that's kind of an interesting number. We talk often, if a guy's struggling, you look at 250 as kind of a watermark to try to get to. 0-1 pitch to Max, line drive in the right center field, sinks it, drops for a base hit. Drew Swift will come around to second to third base. Muncy will get to second and wave the runner home. Throw from shallow right center field, close, not in time. Max Muncy with an RBI double. Drew Swift scores from first base. Boy, Max has really been swinging the bat. So the base on balls comes back to haunt. And Max Muncy with an RBI double to right center field. So a walk, a double, a run, and boy, yeah, we are right on schedule. Three runs total in the first inning already. Here's Shane McGuire. Max comes back up, talked about 275, just as it's a nice round number. And he was in the low 200s before the series last week at Frisco, and man, he has really swung the bat the last 2 weeks. Pitch up and away, ball one to Shane. Shane McGuire, Hounds catcher, left-handed hitter at 215. Three homers, 30 driven in, has a runner in scoring position, and he's been one of the Hounds' better hitters in that scenario. Pitch on the way from Joyce will get there. Called strike on the inside corner. It's one ball and one strike. Shane hitting 319. Pretty good sample size, too. He's 23 for 72 with men in scoring position. Max Muncy there with his 10th RBI at the AA level. Pitch to McGuire. Ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Rivas. Sets up and throws. And one man down, but that's a productive out because Muncy will come to third with one man down. 6-3 goes the bounce out. The tying run is at third, and that'll bring up Lázaro Armenteros. Lázaro, 9 homers and 51 driven in. He's been the cleanup batter pretty consistently for the Hounds over the last, 2 to 3 weeks. Infield in, 2-1 game. Stretch and pitch by Joyce. Down the middle, called strike to Lázaro, 0-1. Guys on the left side of the infield standing right about at the edge of that shadow. Here's pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Right-handed hitter is Lázaro Armenteros facing Jimmy Joyce. Bearded right-hander. Heck of a beard working. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, did he go? They appeal? Yep, he did. Turned into it. Went a little too far. 1-2. Max Muncy, the walking leadoff third base. Travs 2, Hounds 1. One ball, two strikes. Pitch, swung, chopper, and Max going to try to score. The play will come to the plate, and they get it. Yep, he is out in home plate. Well, Hounds roll the dice a little bit. Josh Morgan comes home with a throw. Max is out. Fielder's choice for Lázaro, and that's a trade-off. Certainly the Travs will take any time. 5-2 put out. And the batter will be Cameron Masterman coming off that huge game last night. And a 6 RBI game last night. Career high. And man, he has kind of arrived quietly. But Cameron has been really good. A pitch on the inside corner called strike 0-1. Playing in his 14th game with the Hounds. Right-handed hitter waits one man on and two men down first inning. Pitch is hard to ball. Left side base hit. Reached out and got that pitch middle out and just yanked it between third and short. Morgan went to his left. Rivas to his right. But the gall ball, that is, got between them. Lázaro stops at second base. And Cameron with another base hit. Now William Simonite, first and second, two men down. Simo, a really big swing of the bat last night. A two-run base hit in the bottom of the sixth after the Hounds had escaped a Travelers rally. Vincent turned a really nifty double play to get out of the top of the sixth last night to the Hounds, and that was Valenzuela and Muncy up the middle making the really nice double play. And Simo followed with a two-run base hit. Takes a called strike here. It's 0-1. Then Cameron Masterman moments later drove in Simo with a two-run homer. Really changed the course of the game last night. No balls, one strike. Simo, right-handed hitter. Two men on, two men down. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Simo at 241. Last 21 games, he's really bumped the average up. He was in the low 200s. Any more playing time lately as well with the roster shuffle that has gone on. One ball, one strike. Outside corner called strike two. Boy, just a dart from Joyce. Arkansas 2, Rockhounds 1, last of the first. Boy, these teams, at least so far, just continue to score run after run. Simo, after asking for time, stands back in. Crowds have played a little bit. Hands away from the body, stirs that bat a little bit. One ball, two strikes, stretch and pitch, swing, and a miss got him. So the inning is over. Rockhounds get on the board. It's one run and a couple of base hits. Also a walk and a mix, no errors. And the Hounds will have two men left on base. So one inning complete. The team's right on schedule. Three runs having been scored in the inning. That's just about what they are averaging. And after one, Village Car Wash score. Arkansas 2, Rockhounds 1.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, Jake and Chia leads it off. It'll be the bottom third of the order for Arkansas. And Chia, right-handed hitting catcher. Chad Patrick's first pitch finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And Chia, Connor Hoover, and Leo Rivas. And Chia, 194 average, bright red batting gloves in both hands. Takes just down and away, one ball and one strike. And she a couple of home runs and 16 driven in. One of the home runs coming against the Hounds. 1-1 pitch. Swan popped in the air, but how is this going to stay playable? Yes, it is. First base side, and William Simonite will glove it. So Anchia fouls out to Simo. And that kind of answers something I was about to mention. The wind has now kind of stayed very consistent over the last 5 or 10 minutes, probably the bottom half of the first inning and now here. And it is right to left, and it's enough to unfurl the flags fully. So at least 10 miles an hour, maybe a little more. And that ball probably in part kept in play by the breeze. Here's Connor Hoover. Takes down and in from Chad. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hoover at 181. Left-handed hitter, second baseman. Chad Patrick's 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Good breaking ball down and in. One ball, one strike to count. Chad, 24 years of age, about to turn 25 a couple of days from now. Gets his birthday off. That's kind of cool. Pitch drops to the dirt. Ball two, 2-1. He will turn 25 on Monday, and that happens to be an off day. And the Hounds are bound for San Antonio, so he doesn't even have to endure a bus ride on his birthday. Hounds will travel day of the game to San Antonio. 2-1 pitch, and that ball sliced foul out of play. 2-2. Chad, Indiana native at Crown Point. He came over on the 31st of July in the trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Right-hander with a motion in the pitch to Hoover, and that ball hit in the air to center field, but Buelvas is there, and he's got it for the out. Ball hit sharply, but a straightaway center, easily handled by Brian. Two men down for Leo Rivas. Rivas at 272, 61 bases on balls to go with it, mentioning him the other night. Second in the league in on-base percentage behind the hit-by-pitch machine, Ripken Reyes. We'll see him next week. The San Antonio bunt attempt on the beauty. Patrick Slip getting off the mound. The ball is handled by Swift. Throws to first, but the ball hit the base runner. Well, that was a really good play by Swift for the throw. Baseball base runner in the glove of Simon all got there at one time. Patrick hit the deck pretty hard. Bobby Crosby and athletic trainer Jake Ruthie are going to come out and check on him. On the follow-through of the pitch, then, of course, he's trying to scramble off the mound and get to the baseball. He really hit the deck hard. So check with Chad, make sure that he's okay. That goes as a base hit for Rivas. Boy, Swift made that play beautifully, barehanded the ball in motion, but the throw tailed on him a little bit and got into the back of the runner. Chad apparently is okay. Didn't get a second look at that particular play, but just in the course of watching it unfold, he hit the deck hard. He's going to throw a pitch or two just to make sure, but he says he's all right. One on and two men down, top of the order, and here's Isaiah Gilliam, who homered to start this game. The Travs with a pair of solo home runs in the first inning. Gilliam's 20th of the season. Becomes just the third Texas League hitter, knocked the ball out of the yard 20 or more times. Stretching pitch by Patrick, down and in from Chad, one ball, no strikes. Springfield's Chandler Redmond. And Severino of Wichita, both with 24 home runs to lead the league. And Isaiah is third, now with 20. The 1-0 pitch, down low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. 2-1 Arkansas, top half of the second inning. Patrick comes set. Pretty good lead by Rivas. He's a good base stealer. Pitch one just outside. Ball 3-0. One would think Gilliam would have the green light here. Rivas, while he has been caught 10 times, has stolen 33 bases, so he can run. He's got a good lead. Not going pitch. Called strike, 3-1. Gilliam kind of glanced back. Rivas's 10 caught stealings, that is the highest total in the league. But again, he's also stolen 33, and that puts him in the top 10. He'll draw a throw here from Chad Patrick. Simo gloves it. Travelers overall, the base stealingest team in the league. They can flat out run. 3-1 count. Pitch to Gilliam. Swings and fouls it away. So 3-2. There are two down in the inning. So Rivas with that good speed will be off with the pitch. Gilliam switch hitter batting from the left side against Rockhounds right-hander Chad Patrick. Chad comes set. Runner the lead. 3-2 count. Runner goes. Pitch takes flight. Line drive. Left side. Down the line it goes. Base hit toward the left field corner. Rivas going to send him home, I would think. No, now they are going to wave him. And Rivas is going to score fairly close, but he will score. So Gilliam, solo home run in the first, RBI double in the second, and the bunt single, and good speed. Come back to set the table, and Rivas scores all the way from first base on the double down into the left field corner. Didn't get all the way into the corner, but it was far enough that way that Rivas was waved home. So three runs now on five base hits in this ball game very early on for Arkansas. And here's Spencer Packard. He's 0 for 1, but he hit the ball well. He lined out to Max Muncy at shortstop in the first inning. Left-handed hitter is Packard with a 292 average. Pitch sails up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Packard number 9 in the league with that 292 average. One of the top 10 in on-base percentage, too. Really solid all-around hitter. 1-0 pitch, and he sends that one high and foul. Left side, I believe. I think that'll get foul. Yeah, there it goes on to the berm. Boy, that jumped into this high, bright blue sky and wasn't sure. Had to watch the umpire and the players react. But, yeah, it got well foul and out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 on and 1 run in for Arkansas. They lead it 3-1. Stretched by the right-hander, and Chad delivers. Patrick with a strike on the inside edge. I mean, we kind of chuckle when they give you the stat, but these teams are indeed, they are averaging about 2.25 runs per inning, every inning. So, what would you say? There's a long way to go in this one. There's a big long way to go. The 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss down and in. And Patrick with his third strikeout. So fairly similar to the numbers from his start in Frisco. Is has 3 strikeouts through his first 2 innings, but the Travs with 3 runs on the board. A bunt single and an RBI double here in the top half of the second. After 1.5, our Village Car Wash score now reads the Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 ton, 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last half of the second inning, Arkansas 3, Rockhounds 1. What amazing how quickly this week has gone by, unless you're a pitcher in this series. Teams will wrap up their 6-gamer tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in our family day. Find a coupon in today's edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram, and with that coupon, 5 tickets for just $25. And we'd love to see you tomorrow. I'm going to play it in the sunshine, but there is shade to be found at the ballpark. Hounds will be in San Antonio next week facing the Red Hot Missions. They are the hottest team in the league. Arkansas moves on to Amarillo from here. Oh, my goodness. Jack Winkler leads it off, bottom of the third. First pitch swing, fouls it away. It's 0-1. I mean, that's almost cruel. You come to Momentum Bank Ballpark, you certainly don't expect 80 runs to be scored in 4 games. I don't think you expect that anywhere, not even Hodgetown. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Well, you have the first 4 games of this series the way they have gone, and now you have a week at Hodgetown, which is the ultimate pitcher's nightmare. But the Travs on a 2-week tour of Permian Basin and the Panhandle in West Texas. 0-2 count. Stretch and pitch by Jimmy Joyce outside for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Mentioned Joyce's numbers with Everett of the Northwest League. Just outstanding. A 1-ball, 2-strike stretch and pitch. Down and away. Ball 2. 2-2. With the Aqua Sox, a 1.60 ERA and 9 starts. Other numbers matching right along with it. 2-2 pitch, bounces up there, 3-2. Gave up only 29 hits and 39 and a third, walked 10 and struck out 54, 5.5-1 ratio. Third start as a member of the Double-A Travelers. Joyce with a 3-ball, 2-strike stretch and pitch, and it's high ball 4. So for the second straight inning, a leadoff walk. Hounds turned that into a run in the first inning. There's Saheed Valenzuela. Switch hitting second baseman at 223. Saheed has enjoyed himself in this series. He's 7-for-10. Jack Winkler, the base runner, and again, he runs well. Jack has a couple of steals with the Hounds to go with 19. Lansing called strike to Saheed Valenzuela, 0-1. Cheating in at third base is Josh Morgan. Outfield pretty well straight away. Dancing off the bag is Jack Winkler. Pitch to Saheed, fly ball, left center field, but coming on with room and tracking it down is Spencer Packard for the Aboy. Alertly throws behind the runner, very aggressive and heads up play. Getting back in is Jack Winkler. Fly ball to left field, one man down. And the batter, Brian Guelbas. Brian has really been interesting. He's played 10 games now with the Hounds. He's 7 for 38, that's a 184 average, but he has 13 runs batted in. Six of those in the opener Tuesday of this series. One on and one man down, 3-1 travelers here in the second. Pitch way up and in, ball one to Brian, right-handed hitter, one ball, no strikes. Brian Guelbas is only 21 years of age. Turned 21 in June, Columbia native. Facing right-hander Jimmy Joyce, turns and snaps the throw to first base. Mentioned Jimmy with a, well, I mean, guy's got a beard working, and I mean for certain he's got a beard working. Good one, too. Right-hander comes set. Long set, now the plate. And a pitch, high strike. Boy, just got there. One ball, one strike to count. Top of the order, Drew Swift waiting on deck. Jimmy Joyce, a 16th rounder. 2021 by the Mariners out of Hofstra. Right-hander's pitch. Drops just down and away. Count now goes 2-1. Split last season between the two single-A stops on the Mariners' farm, Modesto in the California League, and most of the year with Everett at Advanced State, and that's where he opened this year. Ground ball left side, that might be two. Morgan to second base for one. The pivot around the horn, they go, and yes, sir, 5-4-3, double play. Well, Hounds turned a couple of nice double plays in last night's game, and the Travs do here, and that will take care of that leadoff walk, no damage done. No runs or hits or errors, and on the double play, nobody left on base. So we play two. Our Village Car Wash score this ball game reads Arkansas 3, the Rockhounds 1.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Go to the top half of the third inning. You know, I just discovered where that little electronic interruption is coming from. I've been chasing it all week, and I think I just figured it out. Well, thank you very much. Sorry for the clunk there, and I think I found it. Here's Jonathan Classe. First pitch, swing in the inning. Sends a high fly ball right center. You know, that's going to drop. Forgive me. Base hit. Boy, Classe going after the first pitch. Well, I beg your pardon. I only caught about half of that swing. So Jonathan went after the first delivery. Base hit right center field. One on, nobody down. And Robert Perez, Jr., the batter. And he has one of the two solo home runs in this game for Arkansas. And Class A, remember, he is, again, the co-leader among thieves in the Texas League. And I mean that nicely, of course, in stolen bases. Now, see if Class A is going. He'll draw a throw over from Chad Patrick. Sixth base hit for the Travelers. Class A, in fact, is now the league leader. Luis Angel Acuna of Frisco, who is no longer with the Rangers organization, had 42. Class A has 43. Pitcher called strike and a backup pitch to the knees, 0-1. His 43rd steal came last night, and it was one in which he was really absolutely caught dead to rights, but he avoided a tag at second base. Turned it into a steal, number 43. Pitch to Perez is inside for a ball, 1-1. I believe Joe Boyle was on the mound at the time, threw to first base and absolutely caught him off the bag, and Jonathan just froze, and he broke for second base and got around the tag of Max Muncy, made it a steal. A swing and a high pop-up. This will get out of play right side. Count 1-2 to Perez. Alberto Rodriguez and Josh Morgan to follow here in the top half of the third. Travelers with a 3-1 advantage. Isaiah Gilliam, solo home run and an RBI double. And the guy at the plate, Robert Perez Jr. with a solo home run. 1-2 set. Chad Patrick from the letters. Turn, toss to first base. So now a little bit of an advantage base runner because Chad's thrown over twice. Doesn't mean you can't throw over again, but the likelihood is very, very small. I think that's one of those rules, especially at the major league level. It'll probably review when the season is over. Bluffs doesn't go. Pitch high and in for a ball. 2-2 the count. Third baseman Drew Swift is playing just a bit behind the bag and solidly toward the line at third base. Outfield plays Perez to pull. Very powerful hitter. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from Patrick. That ball has popped up. It'll carry a little bit, but not too deep into center field. Drifting over, Buelvas has it. So fly ball to right field. And yes, in this case, it was to right center. Buelvas, center fielder, handling it. One man down for Alberto Rodriguez. Doubled his first time up, sent one to the gap into right center field. He was eventually stranded. That was the third base hit of the first inning for the Travelers. So again, watch Class A, base stealer on at first. He will draw another throw, and again, that's a new at bat, so you get your two tosses over. Again, if you throw over at a runner a third time in a given at bat, you can still do that, but if you don't get him, then it constitutes a balk and the runner gets the base. Stretch and pitch, fouled straight back, and Class A was running. 0-1 to Rodriguez. Alberto, like the starter Jimmy Joyce, opening the year with Everett. Alberto has been up not quite 3 weeks. Again, he was pretty well terrorizing the Northwest League, so he gets the opportunity at Double A. Stretched by Patrick, 0-1 count. Pitch to Rodriguez, swings and fouls it straight back. 0-2 the count. Travelers come into this game 61-44. But they are on the only time all season that they have actually stumbled. I mean the only time. Swept by San Antonio before their arrival here in the Permian Basin. Pitched down and in for a ball. It's 1-2. So the Travelers, again, 61-44 overall, but they are 1-9 in their last 10 games. So when San Antonio rolled into town a couple of weeks ago, this team was 60-35. Toss over to first again. That is the second toss over by Chad with Rodriguez at the plate. Left-handed hitter is Alberto. So, again, this team hadn't seen a stretch like this all season. They have been the league's best for, what, month and a half. Pitch up high for a ball. 2-2. when the first half, I mean, they were, well, the Hounds played six games at Dickey Stevens Park, 25-11 at home in the first half for the Travs. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, bouncing ball, first base, handled by Simonite, steps on the bag for the out, and advancing to second is Classe. Good play by Simo. Boy, that ball sharply hit right on the line. William, of course, holding Classe on at first base. Classe broke. He will get to second easily, but Rodriguez is out, and a good play by Simonite at first base. Here's Josh Morgan, runner in scoring position with two men down. Arkansas 3, Rockhounds 1. Morgan, a strikeout his first time, takes a breaking pitch on the outside corner off speed for a strike here, 0-1. From the stretch, look out at second, Chad Patrick's pitch, swung on and missed, ran a fastball away, it's 0-2. Actually, mid-range pitch, had him chasing a little bit. Josh, 5'11", 190, Californian out of Corona, California. 27 years of age, then originally drafted by the Rangers in 2014. Pitch from Patrick, ground ball, left side. Max Muncy is there, makes the play, unloads in a hurry, and got it. Nicely handled. So the inning is over, leadoff base hit. Does no damage. No runs on the hit, no errors, and a man left on base. To the bottom half of the third we go. And our Village Car Wash score remains. The Arkansas Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard IT Solutions bringing you Rockhounds baseball. I'll tell you about a trade deadline deal that was made a good long time ago. Trade deadline was at a different time back there, 1987. Detroit Tigers, who made a very good acquisition, actually. It helped them win an AL East Division pennant, but kind of led into the other side of that coin as well. So we'll toss a little trivia your way coming up from Hilliard IT Solutions. We go to the bottom half of the third. Top of the order, second time around, Drew Swift walked and scored on an RBI double by the man on deck, Max Muncy, in the first inning. 3-1 Arkansas. Difference in the game, two solo home runs in the first inning. Drew takes, tough strike, knee high. Looks back and asks about that. Pitch just got there. Jared Moleman from Brenham, Texas, calling balls and strikes. Drew takes down and away, one ball, one strike. Jared behind home plate. Felix Neon from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is at first. Ty Krause, our crew chief from Glendale, Arizona, at third. Pitch, a swing, and a foul back. One ball, two strikes to Drew. 252 average. Last 3 weeks have been just classic baseball up and down, and it's the nature of the game, isn't it? Here's the one ball, two strike stretch and pitch. Fouls that one back. He's in at 1-2. Finished the last homestand. It drew on a little hit streak of 4 games. Finished 5-for-12, then went 0-for in the week for Frisco. Takes just low. Boy, that did not miss by much. Jimmy Joyce thought he had a strikeout. 2-2. Went 0-for-23 at Frisco and now 7-for-21 in this series. Go figure, it's baseball. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count goes full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2. Right. right-handed hitter pretty well straight away. Stirs that bat a little as he waits. Here's the three-ball, two-strike pitch, and a chopper over the pitcher's head, but there to make the play at second base is Hoover. Throws across his body and got him by a step. One man down in the third, nicely handled by second baseman Connor Hoover. And here's Max Muncy. Max with an RBI double his first time. And a terrific series. Of course, offense has been absolutely front and center. Max is 6 for 16 in the series. Ground ball just foul wide of third base. 0-1. On base in 12 out of 22 plate appearances in this series. Ball will get down toward the left field visiting bullpen. So Spencer Packard will go and do the retrieval. Nobody on and one man down. Bottom of the third. Arkansas 3, Rockhounds 1. Max waits and the 0-1 pitch. Check swing strike. Boy, really fooled him. Breaking pitch down and haven't seen that very much the last couple of weeks plus, but Max fooled on a pitch there, 0-2. Choice with a twist and a pitch and a roller between third and short. Oh, knocked down but off the glove of Morgan. That ball will dribble free, so boy, I don't know. We'll see. Boy, that's a tough one. That's kind of a tough call. Give him a base hit. Morgan deflected that ball, ranging to his left. He was cheating in a little bit, so the ball will dribble away, be a base hit for Max. That is a classic example of a play that every pitching coach in the world wants that to be an error. Every hitting coach in the world wants it to be a hit. That's why the job of scorekeeping is so very tough. I mean, you got to make the call. You know, pitching coaches will groan and hitting coaches will applaud it on that one. Pitch down and away to Shane McGuire, one ball, no strikes. Talk about nature of the game. Shane bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Well, Muncy 2 for 2, double and a single with a ribby. 3-1 Travelers in the third. Pitch to Shane, outside maybe a bit high. Two balls, no strikes. Number 3 hitter in the Rockhounds order at the plate, Lazaro Armenteros on deck. Sun is veiled a little bit now. Still casting a shadow, but a little bit of a cloud cover. Which is nice. 2-0 pitch, just outside, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. And 3-0 to Shane McGuire. Shane, Kent, Washington, where he makes his home, the Seattle area. 3-0 pitch, he'll get there, called strike, outside corner at the knees, 3-1. Not to say Kent, Washington, that area, my old stomping grounds, but I haven't stomped there in a bit. Not 40 years. Probably have lost my stomping privileges. 3 balls, 1 strike. Shane waits. Once he takes the lead, the pitch. No, called strike. Shane had, boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps toward first base. Thought he had a walk. He's usually right about that as well. Not this time. 3-2 the count. Full count to Shane. Left-handed hitter standing in. Jimmy Joyce turns his back a little bit toward the left-handed hitter. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, bounced foul. Muncy was off of the pitch. He'll do 3-2 a second time, see if he goes again. Shane on the season, 215. Three homers, 30 runs driven in. Stirs that bat a little as he waits. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, foul, sharply hit, but wide of the bag at first. Do it again on 3-2. Outfield has Shane pretty well straight away. They do shade him on the infield a little bit, and I started to mention that before the previous 3-2 pitch. Third baseman Morgan is way off the line. He's as close to shortstop as he is to third base. Is Muncy running again? He is not this time. And the pitch, now takes it down and in for ball 4. So after all of that, Shane McGuire gets the walk he thought he had about 3 pitches ago. 2 on and 1 down, and here's Lazaro. So first and second, the base runners. doing some notes earlier today on runners in scoring position. And Lazaro, who has, along with Shane McGuire, the most at-bats with men in scoring position for the Hounds, hitting precisely 300. 21 for 70, and it's a pretty good sample size. 46 of his 51 runs batted in coming in this scenario. That, of course, makes some sense. Two on, one out. Takes up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Lazaro reached on a fielder's choice. His first time up. Right-handed hitter. Those signature bright yellow batting gloves on both hands. Runners their leads. Set and pitch by Joyce. That ball hits a shortstop, and that's going to be two. Flip to Hoover for one. On to first. Easy double play. Second double play in as many innings for the Travelers. When that'll slow down run production. 6-4-3 and the inning comes to an end. Hounds had a couple of base runners, but come up empty. Give you totals in a moment. A little IT Solutions, Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up. After three, Village Car Wash score. The Travelers on top, 3-1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, this one's actually turning into a low-scoring game through three innings. Boy, the Travelers jumped out on top big time. Isaiah Gilliam, first batter up in this game. He's the leadoff batter this evening for Arkansas. Got the ball out of here to right field on a solo home run. And two outs later, Robert Perez Jr. followed with a solo home run to left center field over the high wall. And that's the difference in the ball game. Rockhounds scored at the bottom of the first inning. Drew Swift a walk, Max Muncy an RBI double. Trav scored in the second inning, a bunt single by Leo Rivas and an RBI double by Gilliam, his second ribby. And so a 3-1 game, the difference, a pair of solo home runs. Bottom third of the order in the top of the fourth inning, Jake Anchia takes a backup pitch, a called strike from Chad Patrick. And count 0-1, Anchia, Connor Hoover, and Leo Rivas. Patrick's pitch swung on and drilled deep left field, and looking back is Lazaro. That ball is gone. Line drive home run, solo over the high wall in left field. Boy, Anchia, that ball, before you could say hello, how are you, that thing was gone. That was a line drive that cleared the wall. Now, that's a high wall. That's 18 feet in left field. But that was a line shot. So the Travelers have a hat trick of solo home runs in this game. Jake Anchia has three home runs this year. He's hit two of them against the Hounds. So it is 4-1, and here's Connor Hoover with Leo Rivas, and now top of the order, Isaiah Gilliam will come to the plate in this inning. So before we could give you the totals, they have now changed. First pitch from Chad Patrick misses for ball one. Hoover flew out to center field his first time up. Left-handed hitting second baseman takes right down the middle, called strike, 1-1. Travs have their fourth run of this ballgame on their seventh base hit. Rockhounds one run, three hits. Pitch drops low, count goes 2-1. So 4-7-0 for the Travelers, 1-3-0 for the Rockhounds. Chad Patrick with a 2-1 pitch, and that's a strike over the inside corner. Just got there, 2-2. Home runs for Gilliam, his 20th. For Perez, his 12th. And, as mentioned, for Anchia, his 3rd. 2-2 pitch, and that drops to the dirt. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hounds lead the series 3-1. Teams met in the first half at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, with the Travelers winning 4 out of 6. So the season series, with 2 games remaining, is even up at 5 apiece. 3-2, swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Connor Hoover. Well, very similar numbers to his outing in Frisco, really, for Chad Patrick. He's still trying to find his foundation with his new organization. Leo Rebos, the batter, he bunted his way on and scored moments later on an RBI double by Isaiah Gilliam, who was on deck. Rebos takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. And Travelers, 1-9 in their last 10, but boy, that is just contrary to everything they've done this year. Called strike, 1-1. And still the best record in the league, substantially so, despite the slide. Here's the 1-1. Pitcher called strike in the outside corner, 1-2. Teams play tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Monday is a league-wide off day. The Travs will spend the off day in Amarillo. Head out after the game tomorrow. Short drive, at least for the Texas League South it is. Here's the 1-2. Drops low. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Travelers probably don't think of it that way. It's a 4-hour trip or so, which is the bat of an eye in the Texas League South, but not the same in the North. There's a swing and a fly ball to center field. Buelvas drifting over to his right. He is there, and he's got it. 2 men down. So you go from a series that you could not have seen coming in terms of run production, a little bit less here in this game. Still, it's a 4-1 game in the fourth inning. Boy, that's a rough stretch when you go from here to Hodgetown, the way this series has unfolded, to go from here to Amarillo in that hitter-friendly park. Pitch down and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to Isaiah Gilliam. Boy, he has been huge in this game. Solo home run and an RBI double. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air. Left center field. This is fairly deep. Going back, but there to make the catch is Lazaro Armenteros, and he gloves it, and the inning will come to an end. Boy, ball jumps off Gilliam's bat, and you hold your breath for just a moment, but Lazaro was there and had room to make the play. But a leadoff solo home run by Jake Anchia, and we go to the bottom half of the fourth with our Village Car Wash score of the game now reading the Travelers 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
In the last half of the fourth inning, Cameron Masterman will lead it off. Cameron, a base hit his first time. Terrific series. And Dean to here, a little check swing foul ball turned into it. Cameron Masterman, William Simonite, and Jack Winkler here in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. 4-1 Travelers, the difference, 3 solo home runs. Now, wind-up motion by Joyce. Pitch swung on a ripped left side base hit. Over to cut it off. So left fielder Packard Cameron is going to make a big turn hold on at first base. Boy, he is swinging the bat. Started to say it earlier, Cameron just kind of quietly joining the Rockhounds. He's playing in his 14th game. But he has just been terrific. Masterman is now hit in seven consecutive games. He's 13 for 26, and that's easy. That's a 500 average in that stretch. He's two for two in this one. One man on. Nobody down. Hounds down by three. Leadoff man on base, and William Simonite, the batter. Right-handed hitter takes the night. Hit him. Had six of those last night, including four in one inning, and I don't think we've ever seen that before, but been traveling this road for about 32 seasons, so we may have at some point. And that's a hit by pitch, and that's two men on base, and that'll bring up Jack Winkler. Let's see how Bobby's going to play this. First and second, nobody down. 4-1 game, still fairly early on. Jack Winkler will walk his first time up. Now, Trabs are thinking bunt. Josh Morgan will play inside the bag at third. Winkler, right-handed hitter, waits. Two men on. He is not showing bunt, but he's had a swinging bunt back to the mound. Well, he won't get a credit for a sacrifice, but that's exactly what he just did. Push the runners up, second and third, on a 1-3 little tap-out. One man down for Saeed Valenzuela. A good chance here for the Rockhounds. Down 4-1, and again, this is a team that will need to manufacture some runs. Manufactured the first eight last night, and then the last five came on two swings by Cameron Masterman. A little trivia for you. Be careful how we integrate that here with the Hounds with second and third. Backdoor pitch wide to Saeed. Your range here is between 1 and 30. Between 1 and 30. Talking pitching. Here's the one ball, no strike stretch. Pitch to Saeed, fouled it back, 1 and 1. Between 1 and 30, how many pitchers in big league history have both 100 or more wins and 100 or more saves? Both. Not one or the other, but both. How many 100 or more wins and saves? How many pitchers in big league history? 1-1 pitch. Oh, Saeed really fooled. He swung and fouled that back to the screen, really reaching for it. And haven't seen that very often. 1-2 the count, certainly not of late. One ball, two strikes, second and third, one man down. Saeed waits, here's the stretch and pitch. Swings and misses, out on strikes. Boy, and again, that has been an unusual occurrence, but a big strikeout there for Jimmy Joyce. Just his second strikeout. But it comes against a guy who's been a very good contact hitter over the last two or three weeks in Valenzuela. And it with second and third, one man down. So that's a very big strikeout for Joyce. And here is Brian Gueldas, center fielder with two on and two men down now. Swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. Well, I'll let you ponder that. How many pitchers in big league history between 1 and 30 would be your range with 100 wins and 100 saves, at least? And it all relates to a trade that was made on this date, 1987. The 0-1 stretch, the pitch outside for a ball, one ball, one strike. The Detroit Tigers were in the American League East Division pennant race, and they made a trade with the Braves to get a very good pitcher named Doyle Alexander. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Tempted, did not go. Count two balls, one strike to Brian. Bounced into a double play his first time, and around the horn double play. And going to get a conference of the mound now, a battery meeting of the mound. So the Tigers trade for a guy named Doyle Alexander. The trade worked out really well. He went 9-0 with a 1.5 ERA down the stretch, and Detroit did indeed win the American League East. So trade was a good one for the Tigers. They get Doyle Alexander from the Braves, and in exchange, the Braves get a minor leaguer. But the Braves did okay, too. Now they got a minor league pitcher in return for Doyle Alexander, who helped the Tigers. Again, he was really good. But the Braves got a guy who was really good, and in fact, not only a minor league baseball player, but this fella, according to Tiger Woods, guy the Braves got in a trade in 1987, this guy is the best golfer Tiger Woods has ever seen outside of the PGA Tour. So he's got that going for him, which is nice. Two balls, one strike. Stretch and pitch, swung on, fouled back to the screen, 2-2. So the catcher-pitcher conference pays dividends. The foul ball straight back. So this guy's a really good golfer. In fact, if you've seen there are some competitions among amateur golfers and a lot of high-profile athletes. You've seen him on the course in those. Here's the 2-2 bounce foul. Brian got a tiny piece of it, still 2-2. Second and third, two out. Type of situation the Hounds have taken nice advantage of in this series, but 2-2 count here, and Jimmy Joyce looking for the exit sign. 4-1 Travs. 2-2 twist and the pitch, and that ball popped up. Third base side, Josh Morgan will glove it. Well, Rockhounds missed a chance in this one. They had second and third with one man down, but that goes by the boards. We'll tell you about that really good golfer who turned out to be a really good pitcher as well on the other side of our break. We'll go to the top of the fifth. Village Car Wash score, Travs 4, Rockhounds 1.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Beautiful, warm, breezy evening. Wind has actually backed off just a little bit. Very little lazy now. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Rockhounds Radio. Bob Hart's at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Teams meet tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, and then after the Monday off day, we'll reach you from San Antonio next week. Hope your weekend is terrific. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. Guy that the Braves got in exchange for Doyle Alexander, who helped the Tigers win a division pennant in 1987. The Braves, though, I think you can safely say got the better of it. I ask you how many pitchers between numbers 1 and 30, that's your range, between 1 and 30, how many pitchers have 100 wins or more and 100 saves or more? The answer after this pitch to Spencer Packard. Up and in for ball one. Answer is just 14. 14. And the guy the Braves got on that day is one of them. And one of the most remarkable, in fact. There's a line shot back up the middle, making a 14-game hit streak for Spencer Packard. Boy, the guy is a really solid hitter. 292 coming in, has some power, has 12 home runs, good run producer, has 68 runs batted in. Now Jonathan Classe, he's struck out and reached on a base hit. Of the 14 guys who have done it, some of them are guys who were both starters and relievers. Some of them, of course, are just longtime relief pitchers. Pitch a called strike to Classe, and over a long period of time, of course, you will collect some wins. Wins, probably not as important as saves for relief pitchers because circumstance has a lot to do with a reliever getting a win. But as a starter, again, it's a little more significant. Oh, one pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Of that list of 14, there were guys who were both starters and relievers, but two of them were by far the most remarkable. Here's a one ball, one strike pitch, and that ball is hammered toward right field, toward the corner. That will sink and drop. That's a base hit against the bullpen fence. Takes a big high hop. Well, interesting. Classe holds it first. I think he thought that was a ground rule double. Class A is asking, but no, it hit the base of the bullpen fence, kicked high in the air. Class A thought maybe the ball got either into the bullpen for a home run or a ground rule double. He is at first base, and he is lightning quick. But it's first and third as Packard comes around to third base. So now it's first and third, nobody out. And the batter will be Robert Perez Jr. Well, of those 14 guys with at least 100 wins and at least 100 saves, only one of them has more than 100 saves and has 200 wins. And he's the guy the Braves got in that trade on this date. Toss to first base. The two guys who are most remarkable, really, Dennis Eckersley, by far the most remarkable. 390 saves and 197 wins, Dennis Eckersley. And he made 361 starts, so he was both a starter and a reliever. Absolutely. Pitched down and away, backhanded by Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes to Perez. The other was a member of that tremendous Braves rotation for so long. John Smoltz, on this day, quietly went from the Tigers to the Braves. Became a Hall of Famer. 1-0, runner goes, pitch is taken, throw down to second base by Shane McGuire. Oh, they got him on the leg, he's out. Class A is going to argue it. Class A caught trying to steal a base, and Mike Freeman is going to come flying out. Boy, Ty Krause has had a tough series. This is the third time he has been involved in a call that is being vehemently argued. Saeed Valenzuela talking with Jonathan Classe. Boy, I don't know what they're talking about. That's interesting. Don't know if anybody was saying something there, but Mike Freeman talking to Classe. Well, he is called out. 10th caught stealing. He has 43 steals. And I think what Ty is saying, and boy, I'd love to get a second look at it, is that Saeed got him on the leg as he dove into the bag. Mike Freeman will certainly argue this, and again, that's a very, very close call. 2-4 goes to Koch stealing. One ball, one strike, one on, one out. Well, Ty was at first base for a call the other night that was clearly an incorrect call. The umpires got it right. They overturned it, but that was a big moment in the game. The Rockhounds coming from behind to tie the ball game in the last of the eighth two nights ago, and that was the play. Last night it was a play at the plate, and I think the contention was that William Simonite, who was catching, blocked the plate. That's so tough to tell. I mean, I don't know if it's a nebulous rule, but it's to the naked eye, it's tough, really tough to tell. And now a caught stealing is second, and Ty is the man again. Robert Perez back to the plate, runner at third, one out, infield in. So Classe thrown out, and then Saeed were talking. I don't know if that was heated at all, but they were talking. 1-1 pitch down and away. Two balls and one strike. Real quick, finish the thought. John Smoltz. 213 wins, 154 saves. Not quite the volume, of course, that Eckersley had. I mean, his numbers are just ridiculous. 390 saves, 197 wins. But John Smoltz, only guy in history with 200 or more wins and more than 100 saves. 2-1 pitch, broken bat, bouncer to third. Swift makes the play. He loses the bat, throws to first for the out. Boy, that bat just shattered. You don't see that very much anymore. That thing just absolutely split right down the length of the barrel. So Perez Jr. bounces out to third baseman Drew Swift. Runner at third, two men down, and this becomes a big batter here. Alberto Rodriguez and Shane McGuire out for a visit with Chad Patrick. And now Chris Smith is going to join that, might as well. All of that getting back to a trade on this date, 1987. You know, it worked out really well for Detroit. The Tigers were pursuing the AL West pennant. Doyle Alexander helped them get it. He went 9-0 and a 1.5 ERA, but he didn't go very much past 1987. And the kid they gave up, you never know with a minor leaguer. John Smoltz, whose numbers we just gave you, and now is in the Hall of Fame. And the guy that Tiger Woods said is the best golfer he has ever seen, and he knows a bunch outside of the PGA Tour. Man, that's high praise. Now Alberto Rodriguez, left-handed hitter. Pitch swung on and missed. Last ball in on him, 0-1 to count. Rodriguez doubled and was stranded in the first inning. He bounced out to the first baseman, William Simonite, sharply in the third. Runner at third base, two men down, 4-1 Arkansas. Pitch to the back door, just wide. Boy, good idea, just missed. Ran the fastball in, and then the back door pitch just wide. 1-1. Trav's not happy with the call at second. It was very, very, very close play at second. No way to be sure on the second look there. The 1-1 pitch down and away, two balls and a strike. Spencer Packard, leadoff single, went to third on the single by Classe. Still have to think Jonathan thought that ball was out of play, because I think otherwise he probably is at second base. Here's the 2-1. That ball ripped right side, clean base hit. Rodriguez will drive home a run. It's 5-1, so the Travs come up with a run anyway. Rodriguez, 2-for-3. He's hit the ball hard all three times. So it is 5-1 Arkansas. Rodriguez driving in his 11th run since coming up to the Double-A Travelers. Well, that's five runs now on 10 base hits. One on and two men down. Josh Morgan, the batter. He's 0-for-2. Pitch is going just off the outside corner from Chad. One ball, no strikes. Well, I'm sure very frustrating for Chad Patrick, just his second outing since coming over to the A's in a trade. And he's pitched well in this ballpark, but he's done it against the Hounds on a couple of occasions. Bouncer to third, couple of hops to Drew Swift. He'll have to go to first base, but he does, and the inning will come to an end. But Rodriguez, Alberto, with a good swing of the bat and an RBI. Hey, this is Defenders of the Diamond Night. I'm going to keep this break here. And I tell you, a really, really cool sidebar. And I hope she is still listening and watching right here, because the Defenders of the Diamond Night has a really cool tie-in to the Crosby family. Bobby Crosby's brother, Brian, is now an executive with Marvel. He's been in that part of the business for a long while, I think, as Brian. Brian is Bobby's older brother. And Brian Crosby designed the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jerseys that the Rockhounds are wearing. Very, very cool. Now, I am not overly familiar with the Marvel characters specifically, okay, but I believe that, and what you try to do is tie in the team's existing logo, of course, with a Marvel twist, and I believe it is at least in part designed around the thing being a Marvel character. And so Brian Crosby designed the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond logo that the Rockhounds and Rockhounds manager Bobby Crosby are wearing here tonight. Very, very cool. And to say a thank you, and I've actually been meaning a shout-out for about, well, let's see, what is it now, August? About 4 months. Bobby's mom is Kathy Staley. And, Kathy, thank you for the heads-up. I was aware that Brian had done that, and, you know, I was not thinking about it today. And then Kathy, Bobby's mom, was talking with Bobby, and Bobby reminded me, or Kathy did via Bobby, that it was indeed Brian Crosby who designed these uniforms. Just outstanding. Kathy, thank you so much for hanging in with us and watches basically every game. So when the Hounds are home, it's Rock Hounds Radio, and when the Hounds are on the road, of course, MILB TV and Valley Live. It's always the home broadcaster. So she has watched a lot of Texas League baseball this year. Kathy, thank you so much. All my very best to you. Appreciate the information on Brian, the reminder. And thanks so much for hanging in there with us and hanging there with me the entire season through the ups and downs and everywhere in between. Drew Swift will lead it off the top of the order, and the Travelers will go to the bullpen as A.J. Puckett will come on to pitch. So it's four innings for Jimmy Joyce. I'm sure that's a little bit frustrating. He departs before he can qualify as the pitcher of record, and A.J. Puckett faces the top of the order in the bottom of the fifth inning. Drew Swift is 0-for-1. Chopper out to short to his left. Rivas makes the play. The shoot-top's going to have to hurry a little bit, and he got him by a half step. Really good play at shortstop by Rivas. That ball was hit back up the middle. Rivas made the play right at the shoe-tops. But maintained his balance and got a strong throw off, and Drew Swift is retired one down here in the fifth inning. The batter is Max Muncy. Max, 2-for-2. RBI double back in the first, driving in the Rockhounds' only run. And then got one deflected off the glove. The third baseman, Josh Morgan, his last time for a base hit. A.J. Puckett's first delivery is punched foul by Max, wide of the bag at first. So Puckett on here in the fifth inning becomes the pitcher of record. Faces Drew Swift, Max Muncy, and Shane McGuire is on deck. Jimmy Joyce, though, a very solid start, goes four innings, just one run. Swinging a foul away. Count quickly 0-2. Joyce gives up four base hits. The run was earned. Pitch to contact. He walked two, struck out two, hit one batter. Quick 0-2 count here to Max Muncy. From right-hander A.J. Puckett. When Max tempted, did he go? Boy, home plate umpire says he went. Wow, usually I would take an appeal, but Max out on strikes. So Puckett got him looking and just chasing enough to be out on strikes. Two up, two down for A.J. Puckett. Now, Travelers have put five runs on the board, but they've held the Rockhounds to just a run in this ballgame. When we know from the gaudy numbers put up to this point by both teams, really, that is unusual. Batter is Shane McGuire, 0-for-1 with a walk. He takes down an infra ball, one ball, no strikes. A.J. Puckett out of the bullpen making his 31st appearance, 5.11 the earned run average. Walks have been the issue for A.J. He's been tough to hit. Takes outside for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes. In 37 innings, he's allowed just 30 base hits, but he's walked 28 against 43 strikeouts. So high volume, both bases on balls and whiffs. 2-0 pitch. High strike, 2-1. Well, runs, of course, have just been off the charts for the first four games, and now, of course, fireworks night, and Hounds have one run in the fifth inning. 5-1 Travelers lead. Pitch down the middle, but low, ball three, three balls and one strike. Lázaro Armenteros would be next for the Hounds here in the fifth inning. McGuire waits from the left side. Pitch from Puckett. Boy, that is a high strike. Shane thought he had a walk again, and boy, he did kind of glance back. Boy, that pitch looked up in the zone. Full count now, 3-2. Shane asked for his time, so he'll step back in. Clock resets at 14 and starts to tick away. Puckett has the sign, three balls, two strikes. Pitch to McGuire, swing and a miss, and he got him. And Shane, a very frustrated hitter as he walks back to the dugout. So for the first time in this game, Rockhounds go in order. And boy, through five innings of this one, a whole different kind of ball game going on, at least from the Rockhounds' perspective in this one. So we have played five. Give you some totals in a moment. Village Car Wash score of our ball game is Arkansas 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Solo home runs largely the difference as the Travs lead it. It is a 5-1 ball game through five innings. And Arkansas has largely been in control of the game. Two of the solo home runs coming in the top of the first inning. In fact, the leadoff guy in the ballgame, Isaiah Gilliam, knocked the ball out of the ballpark. And a two-out solo home run by Robert Perez Jr. That made it a 2-0 game. A walk to Drew Swift, and Max Muncy doubled, and the Rockhounds had a run just two batters into the game, but that is their only run now through five. Travelers made it a 3-1 game in the second inning. A bunt single by Leo Rivas and a double by Isaiah Gilliam, his second ribby. Solo home run by Jake Anchia in the fourth, and an RBI single by Alberto Rodriguez just a few minutes ago in the fifth inning. And it is 5-1 Arkansas. Travelers, 5 runs on 10 hits. Rockhounds, 1 run on 4 hits. The game has been errorless. Jake Anchia homered his last time. 1-for-2 is the Travelers catcher. Chad's first pitch, Chad Patrick, pitching a foul straight back 0-1. Anchia, Hoover, and Rivas, bottom third of the order. Anchia is up for the third time in the game, and he's led off the inning each time. 0-1 swings and misses. Good breaking pitch away. And a count 0-2. Catch up on a couple of other scores while we're doing our recap here. Springfield has erased an early 2-0 deficit. They lead San Antonio 5-2. That's at Hammonds Field in Springfield, top of the sixth. Same spot we are. Ground ball left side, Max Muncy. Makes the play and the throw. One man down. And Chia bounces out on an 0-2 pitch. Here's Connor Hoover. Wichita all over Northwest Arkansas, the division leaders by a half game in the North. Boy, the North is really tight, top four teams anyway. Wichita 13, Northwest Arkansas 3. Wind Surge are still under 500 in the second half, but they are just 2.5 games behind the Naturals. Pitch called strike, got there to Connor Hoover, 0-1. He's flown to center and struck out swinging. San Antonio just scored 2 runs at Springfield, 5, San Antonio 4. Now they're in the top of the sixth at Hammonds Field and Springfield. Chopper back toward the mound, and Patrick will spear that. Chad comes toward first base, underhands for the out. 2 men down for Leo Rivas. Corpus Christi trying to snap a 4-game slide at home. They lead Frisco 2-0. Boy, pitching has been front and center in that series. Corpus Christi and Frisco are in the middle of the sixth inning, game 5 of that series. They have scored a combined 24 runs through 4.5 games. Pitch called strike, 0-1 to Leo Rivas. 2-0 Corpus in the sixth. And Tulsa leads Amarillo 6-2. The bottom of the fourth, and that game is at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's a swinging strike, 0-2 to Rivas. Amarillo and Frisco tied in the south. Corpus Christi and the Hounds are 3 games back, San Antonio 4 games out. Travs just 3 games out in the north, and of course they are the first half champions of the division. 0-2 pitch low and away for a ball, 1-2. And we're past the halfway mark of the second half. An amazing pitch down and in for a ball, 2-2. And I started to mention that the other day, but this series has had so much going on, I put it on the back burner. 69 games in each half, and this is game 38. Boy, time can fly in a lot of respects in a baseball season. 2-2 is just outside ball three. Rivas, I remind you, 0-2 is now a 3-2 count, but he draws a lot of walks. Nobody on, two out, full count. Pitch from Chad Patrick. Swing and a miss, and he got him. And Rivas, talking to himself, slams the bat down. I'm guessing that Leo maybe thought that pitch might have missed. He might have swung at ball four. But he is out on strikes, and that is 5 strikeouts for Chad Patrick. It is 6 innings of work, and for the first time in this game, Travelers will go up and down in order. We'll go to the last half of the sixth inning of play. A.J. Puckett going back to the mound for Amarillo. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Listen to me, for Amarillo. For the Arkansas Travelers. And to the bottom of the sixth, our Village Car Wash score. Travelers 5 and the Rockhounds 1.
series. Reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Middle third of the order for the Rockhounds in the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-1 Arkansas. Lazaro Armenteros, Cameron Masterman, and William Simonite. A.J. Puckett, second inning of work. He retired the side in order with two strikeouts in the fifth. Lazaro 0-2. Right-handed hitter standing in. Astound Broadband road to the show. We're talking about the Atlanta Braves, the John Smoltz era. How about the Braves now? My goodness. Hard hit ball left side, and that'll kick off the shortstop Rivas, but that'll be a base hit. Boy, Lazaro, and he's going to turn and come for second base. Lazaro going to go in standing up. Good hustle. Man, that's a hustle double. Hard hit ball, kicked off Rivas, but again, if Leo makes that play, that's just sensational. That ball was ripped. Little short hop. Get a second look at this. One hop line drive, and Rivas deflected it. And Lazaro saw that and hustled into second base. Hustle double. So base hit, one on, nobody down for Cameron Masterman. Rockhounds now have five hits in the game. Cameron already has two of them. Right-handed hitter waits. Lazaro takes the lead. So Armenteros on base again, which he has done so consistently for a while now. Pitch inside, ball one, 1-0. Braves belted the Mets. They didn't catch the final score. They absolutely annihilated them in the first of all. It'll be a day-night doubleheader at New York. 1-0 pitch. That's right down the middle, called strike 1-1. And in that game, former Rockhound Matt Olson hit two home runs. He has 42. He has got such a gorgeous swing. Saw that here, swinging a foul back, 1-2, and boy, he is. The start of last year, the folks, I spent 2 days in the A's broadcast booth last year. Great, great privilege. And it happened to be in Atlanta. And that was still fairly new. That was early, very early June. And folks, of course, were still trying to get used to Matt Olson instead of Freddie Freeman. Understandable. 1-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Oh, my. Check swing and out on strikes. Boy, again, Rockhounds dugout's going to ask about this. Why in the world didn't that take an appeal? Oh, my goodness. Cameron Masterman out on strikes. Now, Bobby's really arguing that. I don't blame him. Why in the world didn't that? That has to have taken an appeal. Wow, out on strikes is Cameron Masterman. So, third strikeout for Puckett. One man down. AJ's been sharp, but boy, that one wasn't much of a check swing. Good breaking pitch here outside corner to William Simonite, 0-1. Now, I think the folks in Atlanta are just fine with that movement now at first base. And, of course, Matt Olson is an Atlanta area kid. And, boy, what a fit that has been. Two great pieces. Here's the Liberty bouncing ball foul wide at third on our Astound Broadband road to the show. MLB.com, two different articles, one of them on Matt Olson and quantifying why he has, and he expanded it today, a great chance at a 60 home run season. In a different article on MLB's website talking about the Braves and their offense, it is stunning. 0-2 pitch, looped in the left center field. That has got a chance. That is going to sink. That's going to drop for a base hit. Lazaro holds for home, but he will come across. And the throw to home plate, not going to be in time. Hounds score a run. It's 5-2. RBI, William Simonite. What a good swing of the bat that was by Simo. That's an 0-2 count. And he sent one into left center field, a base hit. So the Hounds cut the lead to 5-2. Simo's 27th run driven in. One man on, one man down. Five to the score. Batter is Jack Winkler. He has walked and bounced out to the pitcher. First delivery from Puckett. Down and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Just a couple of quick things from that article about the Braves. Including today, going into play this evening, because they have a day-night doubleheader, so they played a game. I think they get six home runs in that game, if I saw correctly. 1-0 pitch. Tempted, didn't go. Two balls, no strikes. The Atlanta Braves have 42 home runs more than anybody else in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are second. 42 more. Then the next highest total. Here's a high strike to Winkler. 2-1. Wow. The crowd kind of ooh and ah at that one as well. High strike and the count 2-1. Jack Winkler at the plate. Saeed Valenzuela on deck. The base runner is William Simonite. 5-2 the score. Bottom of the sixth. Winkler waits. Pitch to Jack. Takes. Down and away. Ball three. The raw totals, by the way, the Dodgers are second in all of Major League Baseball with 182 home runs. The Braves have 224. But they do more than that. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Jack, big swing and a miss, comes up empty. 3-2. Braves are second in batting average and on-base percentage. They are the best in slugging percentage, best in on-base plus slugging. And they've cut down their strikeout rate from last year. They've gone from third highest to 23rd highest. Tell me that didn't make a difference. 3-2, bouncing ball, foul, still 3-2. I love that stat because I'm one that just doesn't think striking out is quite as forgivable as I think most of baseball thinks now, and that just shows you the Braves, again, were third highest in strikeouts a year ago. They're 23rd highest this year, and look at what they're doing. Of course, they have some pretty good hitters, too, don't they? Three balls, two strikes. Winkler waits. Simonite not going on the previous 3-2. Not likely to go. Pitch to Jack. Little chopper towards short. Rivas will have to hurry. Does, throws, and got him. Good play by Rivas, charging that little chopper off the bat of Jack Winkler. He runs very well, and good play by Rivas to get him. Advancing to second is Simo. The batter is Saeed Valenzuela. Just find a quick number on the Braves. They're number nine hitters collectively. Now, that's most of the time anymore. That's Michael Harris the second, who is not your average number nine hitter. Number nine hitters for the Braves have an 812 on-base plus slugging percentage. That is better than 20 of the other 29 teams' leadoff hitters. And that's the Braves' nine hitter. Stunningly good. Little chopper, foul ball. The bat of Saeed reached for that ball a little bit and just chopped it foul, 0-1. Leadoff hustle double, Lazaro Armenteros. A one-out RBI single by William Simonite. Bounce out by Jack Winkler on a good play by Leo Rivas, putting Simo at second, two men down, 5-2, Arkansas. Saeed, switch hitter from the left side against Puckett. Delivery and a little bouncer toward third base, and that'll be handled by Josh Morgan. He will throw and get him. So the inning is over. Rockhounds get one, but that is all they will get. One run and a couple of base hits, no errors, and a man is left on base. So we are bound for the top of the stretch inning on this Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night with fireworks coming up at this ballpark as well. Village Car Wash score, Travs 5, Hounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages.
VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Right-hander Jorge Juan is in to pitch for the Rockhounds. Six innings for Chad Patrick, and the Travelers got to him a little bit. Six innings, 10 base hits, three of them left the ballpark. Five runs all earned, no walks, five strikeouts. Boy, it's tough. It really is. Trades, we all know that's part of baseball, but boy, it's so easy to just say, yep, just accept the trade, move on, and everything's going to go smoothly. It's not always the case. Sometimes it takes a while to just find a comfort zone with the new organization, and Chad making just his second appearance since that trade. Top of the order to face Jorge Juan, and Isaiah Gilliams had a big day. Takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. Solo home run to open the game, and an RBI double in the second. He's 2-for-3. Homer double and two ribbies. Pitch down low, ball two from Jorge. Two balls, no strikes. 5-2 Travs in the top of the seventh inning. I'm going to repeat, by the way, that last stat I gave you about the Atlanta Braves. When I first read it, I find it stunningly, just amazing. It's a big swing and a miss, 2-1. The Atlanta Braves' number nine hitters, the nine hole, and that's mostly Michael Harris, the second, who's a terrific player, more productive than 20 other teams' leadoff batters. Pitch, back door, called strike, 2-2. And your nine guy for the Braves is better than two-thirds of Major League Baseball's leadoff hitters. That is a good ball club. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that little tapper, or he's going to have to hurry a little bit. He barehands it, picks it up, and throws on a hop. And Simo, did he get it? Nope, it's safe. So, again, Jorge Juan. And what a pitcher throwing to first base, but threw it on a hop. So we'll see what the adjudication will be here. Going to give him a base hit. And then Jorge, you know, he had to barehand that ball, so I guess that would be the defining factor in that. So, again, a very poor throw, but had to barehand the ball. So Gilliam reaches. He's 3-for-4. And he's got a dribbler and a home run and a double. He's had himself a day. Here's Spencer Packard. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Throw through by Shane McGuire, and under the tag is Gilliam. That's his 22nd steal. Again, Travs have a lot of guys who just can flat-out run. Stealingest team in the league. Strike one to Spencer Packard, runner in scoring position. Travs trying to get the run back that the Rockhounds just put on the board. Again, 22 steals for Gilliam. Way to go with a lot of power. He's only been caught five times, so he's been a very good base runner. Spencer Packard, 1-for-3. The base hit was a sharp single to center, extended his hit streak to 14 games. As of the last, two and a half weeks, probably overall the top hitter on this team. Swinging a ground ball toward first, and Simon will take that himself. That's a productive out, though. It gets Gilliam to third with one man down. So, productive out. Runner at third. Infield will have to come in against Jonathan Classe. Switch hitting center fielder. He's 2-for-3. Struck out in the first. And he singled to right center field in the third inning. And he sent a single to right field in the fifth. You'd have to ask him, but I think he thought it was either a home run or a ground rule double. He pulled up at first. He fouls this pitch away, and the count is 0-1. And then on a very close play, one the Travelers took issue with, he was caught trying to steal. So he's 43 out of 53. That's still pretty doggone good. Jonathan Classe, top 10 prospect for the Mariners on virtually every rating system. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Jorge Juan, is up high. Throw behind the runner by Shane McGuire. That's close, but getting back in is Isaiah Gillian. Hounds catchers in general, I would think Shane has been probably the top of the list, have caught some runners off the bases. One ball, one strike, infield in. Runner at third, one down. Pitch way high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Jorge Juan out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Top of the seventh, 5-2 Arkansas. Travelers with a runner at third, one man down. Jorge's pitch swung on and looped foul, left field side, drifting. That's going to find the screen or the seats or both. Two balls and two strikes. Jorge Juan, 0-2. Respectable 4.88 ERA. Making his 20th appearance. Jorge, 21 hits in 25 innings. Bases on balls have hampered him a bit. Pitch to the corner is down and away. And the count goes full here, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 4.68 ERA, forgive me. 21 walks, 22 strikeouts. That's been the stat that's got a circle. 3-2, yeah, ball four, way up and away. Boy, and a nice job by Shane McGuire. Speared that pitch. Well, Classe caught trying to steal his last time, so he might have a little extra on the burners, I would think, here. He's at first and third. We'd have to wonder if he might be going. And again, the guy at third base, Gilliam, is an excellent base stealer as well, so double steal will be a possibility here for the Travs. First and third, one man down, and here is Robert Perez Jr., and he has one of the three solo home runs in this game for the Travs. They are now the difference in this game. Toss to first base, chasing Classe back in. Top of the seventh, Travelers leading by three. Runners at the corners, one man down. Juan comes set, runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here's him to throw by McGuire, but they will cut it off. Short of the bag does Saeed. Stolen base. You kind of sense that one was coming. So Classe with his 44th steal again leads the league. 0-1 to Robert Perez Jr., but it's now second and third. Infield still in. Stretch by Juan. Comes set at the belt. And now time called by pitch clock violation. Pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So one ball, one strike. And Bobby Crosby's going to come out and ask about this. Boy, again, sometimes the setting of the pitch clock, and Bobby's still arguing that a little bit. One ball, one strike to count. So Perez stands back in. 1-for-3 with a solo home run in the first inning. Took it out to left center field over the high wall. One ball, one strike. Pitch by Juan. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch in. And the count goes 1-2. Sky turning a deep, dark blue-gray all around us. Wind has kind of picked up and gone away a little bit. It's back in evidence, right to left. Not overly strong. Certainly not by West Texas standards, but there is some breeze. 1-2 to Perez, right-handed hitter, ready to go. Second and third, the runners. The 1-2 stretch, pitch by Juan. Chopper out in front of the plate, and Juan's going to come home. They had no chance to get him, and he flipped it high, and the second run's going to score. Well, no chance to get the runner at home plate, and that's one Jorge, I'm sure, would like back. We'll see how that will be scored. I don't think there was much of any chance to get the runner initially. We'll see how that will be scored, but that's a two-run play. It's 7-2. Arkansas, and we'll see. Going to go as an error all the way, so it is an error on Jorge Juan. Don't know about the first one. That's kind of a complicated play just from looking at it, but I think it's going to go as just as a simple error all the way. So Perez finds himself all the way out at second. Pitch outside to Alberto Rodriguez. Both runners score. I would question whether or not the Rockhounds had any chance to get Gilliam. But I think that's going to go straight as an arrow. I'll double-check on that here. But it's 7-2. Pitch a called strike. And it's 1-1 to Rodriguez. Alberto is 2-for-3. Doubled in the first. Bounced out on a sharply hit ball to first base in the third. RBI single in the fifth. Two runs scoring here. Slowly swung on hard hit ball towards second. Valenzuela slides, makes the play. Comes up throwing and got him on. Nice play by Saheed Valenzuela. Up two man down. That is a terrific play. Advancing to third is Jonathan Classe. So a runner at third, two man down. So I believe I'm looking now at the scoring. That first run, I think, will be earned in a fielder's choice. Perez, of course, gets a fielder's choice. Called strike to Josh Morgan, 0-1. So Perez, a two-base fielder's choice. He should have an RBI. Second run scores on the error by Jorge Juan. 7-2, runner at third base. Pitch outside, and boy, thrown behind the runner, but Drew Swift not on the bag, but makes the catch anyway. Shane McGuire throwing behind the runner and him back to the bag. So Perez is at third base, two men down. Perez RBI will be his 51st. 1-1 count. Pitch swung on, foul tipped. Count one ball and two strikes. Josh Morgan 0-for-3, a strikeout and a couple of bounce outs. So Robert Perez Jr., a couple of RBIs. I said he's 51st. He already had a solo home run in this game, so 52nd RBI of the year. 1-2 pitch, down and away, 2-2. So Travs now have separated themselves a bit here in the top of the seventh inning. Josh Morgan, a 2-2 count with a runner at third and two away. Drew Swift shading the line at third. Pitch swung on and ripped to short and right at Max Muncy. He's got it for the out. Well, line drive will end the inning, but a couple of runs across. It's two runs on one hit, one walk, one error, and one man is left on base. Well, a little seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. Something that, well, actually we had a little rain the other night, but we haven't had any issues that way. But we'll take you to a game that involved the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox, and it was pretty unusual on our non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash score at Take Me Out to the Ballgame time. Now reads Arkansas 7 and the Rockhounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander reliever, good prospect as well. Travis Kuhn will come on to pitch for Arkansas. A couple of innings for A.J. Puckett. He is the pitcher of record for the Travs, or at least figures to beat. That is scorekeeper's decision, of course, with starter going four innings. Puckett, two innings, two hits, one run. No walks and struck out three. And Travis Kuhn will come on in the seventh. He'll face 9-1-2. In the Rockhounds order, that'll be Brian Weldes, then back up top for Drew Swift and Max Muncy. But the Travs now, after the Hounds got within 5-2, and boy, had a couple of guys in scoring position, could not get any closer, and the Travs come right back and put a couple on the board. So 7-2, bottom half of the seventh inning. Brian Weldes will stand in. Lost my cheat note for a moment on our non-Googleable trivia. Goodness. Don't want to have to ad-lib this one. Brian Welbus stands in. Travis Coon's first pitch just outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And Travis Coon, you'll find his name on most of the Seattle Mariners prospect lists. He has been really good. 37th appearance at 2.70 ERA for the Travelers. Finds the heart of the plate for a strike. 1-1. Brian Welbus 0 for 2. He's bounced into an around-the-horn double play and popped out to third base. Take you back to a game. Been a while, 1990. There's a swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove of the catcher, Jake Anchia. Count will move to one ball, two strikes. White Sox were entertaining the Rangers in Chicago. And as will happen from time to time, the game was rained out. But it took a while for that decision to be rendered. 1-2 pitch, backup delivery inside, ball two, 2-2. Between four, this is really ridiculous, between 4.5 and 10.5 hours, how long was the rain delay in Chicago before they finally called the game? This date, 1990, Rangers White Sox. Pitch down and away, ball three, 3-2. Between 4.5 and 10.5 hours, how long did they wait in Chicago to declare the game a rainout? 3-2 the count to Buelvas. Brian leading it off here in the bottom of the seventh, and he swings and fouls one back, and that'll put a dent in something, and the count stays 3-2. Oh, I don't know. Somebody must have made a nice catch. I'm guessing from the reaction. Travis Coon, boy, really sets up in the third base side of the rubber and then comes back across the body. Ground ball, middle base hit for Brian Buelvas. Well, that's a good swing of the bat. Good AD against an outstanding double-A reliever, again, for a very young player at this level. Brian, one of the youngest of the new members of the Hounds, playing in just his 11th game. One on and nobody down. Top of the order for Drew Swift. Drew 0 for 2, but drew a walk and scored in the first inning. Rockhounds got their first run of the game, just two batters in. And have only one run since. Drew swings, fly ball, center field, well hit, but I think with room. Classe drifts over, he's there, he's got it. Swift's got a pitch he liked and drove it, but not enough to do damage, one man down. Well, in Chicago on this date, Jerry Reinsdorf was the owner of the White Sox. Apparently, they really wanted the crowd, did they? They wanted the attendance from that game. It is believed to be the longest rain delay in Major League history. And again, eventually, the game was called due to rain. Here's Max. Takes down and away for a ball. White Sox and the Rangers and a few fans waited 7.5 hours from the time the game was delayed until it was eventually declared rained out. Do you think? Swing the foul back. One ball and one strike. Think of who. We've had one game that was delayed for a long, long time in Amarillo. A couple hours at least, two and a half hours, something like that. You get that from time to time. They had one that was delayed a little longer than that. Again, at Amarillo, they've done that a couple of times. Swing and a high pop-up, middle of the infield. Second baseman Connor Hoover looking straight up in the sky. He's got it. Max will pop out. So Max Muncy now 2 for 4. Two men down, and here's Shane McGuire. But in this case, it was 7.5 hours. Jerry Reinsdorf later said, I'm not sure this is the greatest PR I've ever heard, but the owner of the team said he didn't regret making fans wait for a game that never resumed. The team announced that rain checks would remain valid regardless of the remaining game, so you can get in no matter the game. Thank you very much. Bouncing ball, foul, wide. I guess so. And he also pointed out that they provided drinks and sandwiches for 5 hours with a few hundred fans who waited. You wait 7.5 hours for a game to resume? At some point, you have something better to do. Right? Maybe not. Here's the 0-1. Ball hit back up the middle. Line drive, base hit. Shane McGuire, good swing of the bat. Two men on, two men down. Well, Shane went down, got that ball, looked from our vantage point, at least behind the plate, that was down to the zone, and he just fired it right back up the middle. Brian Buelvas, stops at second base. 2-1, 2-out, here's Lazaro. Doubled and scored in the sixth inning. It was a hustle double, hit it sharply little one hopper that Leo Rivas deflected a little bit to the Trav shortstop in the left center field. And Lazaro turned it into a double. He scored on a William Simonite single. Hounds were within 5-2 at that point. It's now 7-2 in the seventh inning. Lazaro takes a strike from Travis Kuhn, and the count is 0-1. Travis Kuhn in 40 innings, only 35 hits coming in, 19 walks, 34 strikeouts. Right-hander set, 0-1 pitch. Boy, a tough strike of the knees, inside edge, 0-2. Well, Lazaro now asked for time. He thought that pitch was down and in clearly. The body language will say that. Oh, and two count, two men on and two men down. Stretch by Travis Kuhn. 0-2 pitch to Lazaro is up high for a ball. And a count of ball and two strikes. And a little bit of breeze blown out toward left field. This game has been a touch breezier than we've had through this homestand so far. Lazaro waits, and now Kuhn will step away. One ball and two strikes to count. Gives a little tug in the rosin bag, and will fire it up again. By the way, middle of the eighth now at Whataburger Field. Corpus Christi still leading Frisco 2-0. Boy, pitching has dominated that series, just as hitting has dominated this one. 1-2 pitch, just down and in, 2-2. Springfield still leads San Antonio 5-4, bottom of the seventh. Tulsa leads Amarillo, but it's closer now, 8-5, the Drillers over the Sod Poodles. Amarillo and Frisco tied at the top. 2-2 pitch, outside the low ball, 3. So, full count. So now the runners will go with the pitch. Brian Wilvoss from second base, Shane McGuire from first. Two men down in the inning. 3-2 count to Lazaro Armenteros. 3-2. Swings a little looper. He's got a chance. Base hit! Off the glove of the second baseman into right field. That's going to put runners at the corners and score a run. It's a 7-3 game. Lazaro with a base hit. Diving effort by Hoover. Connor deflected it. Could not make the play. So Wellboss scores with ease. And Shane McGuire again, of course, running. He'll come around to third base. So the Hounds get a run against a tough reliever. Run on three base hits in the inning. It's 7-3, and the batter will be Cameron Masterman. Cameron is 2-for-3 in this game. And he is 8-for-16 in the series. Had 6 runs driven in yesterday. So the Hounds right fielder will stand in against Travis Kuhn, first and third of the runners. McGuire is at third. Armenteros, who can motor a little bit, is at first base. Cameron 2-for-3. Right-handed hitter waits. Travis Kuhn comes set. Pitch down and away. Backhanded by the catcher and Chio. One ball, no strikes. So last of the seventh. Hounds trying to get something going after the Travs extended the lead back to 5 runs. It's now 7-3. Stretch a pitch by Kuhn. That's up and in. That's ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. William Simonite in the on-deck circle if the inning continues. Last of the seventh. Travis Kuhn comes set again. That third base side of the rubber pitch. A little swinging, not really even a swinging, but a little tapper right side. Foul ground. 2-1 to count. 2 balls, 1 strike. Brian Boyle-Boss will lead off single. Shane McGuire, a 2-out single. And then the base hit by Armenteros, driving home a run. 2-1 pitch. Ah, check swing. The appeal this time. Yeah, and he went. That's interesting. That was more easily more of a swing than the pitch we saw a couple of, my gosh, when was it? The check swing that Bobby talked about with the umpire. But Cameron Masterman did go around on that. 2-2, not much question. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, ball 3. So, full count again, as was the case a moment ago. First and third, the runners. So, Armenteros will run from first. And a 3-2 count to Cameron Masterman. Kuhn is set. 3-2 stretch. Runner goes. Pitch swung on little chopper. Third base side. Going to dribble and dribble. Foul. Going to do it again on 3-2. Yeah, but that ball stays fair. That's probably a base hit, but just a little dribbler. Josh Morgan exciting the third base side. He retrieved that foul ball, little backhanded flip up and over the screen, which is a pretty good toss. So I hope the folks over in whatever section that was were paying attention. 3-2, second time. Cameron Mesterman, I believe, asked for time as he steps back toward the plate. Now the pitch clock will restart. 3-2, second time, first and third. Kuhn comes set, pitch takes flight, and it's inside, ball four. Kuhn thought he had a strikeout, Masterman took it, and Cameron draws a walk, and the bases are loaded for Simo. Well, it is 7-3, and the tying run will come to the plate. Get a visit to the mound from pitching coach Michael Peoples. So, things getting interesting here in the seventh. Travis Kuhn, I think, I'm not sure, was happy with a call or two. By the way, I'm not certain on that at all, but whatever the event, Michael Peoples will come out just to have a conversation. A 7-3 ball game. The electronic scoreboard just went away. The ball strikes and score and all that kind of stuff. But it is 7-3. The bases are full. The batter is William Simonite. Simo struck out with two men on in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Hounds had two on. Nobody out in the fourth inning. Did not get anything done. And an RBI single. His last time up. So Simo steps in. Bases are full. 7-3. In the bottom of the seventh inning. Set by Travis Kuhn. Pitch to Simo. Backs up over the heart of the plate. Beautiful pitch. 0-1. Shane McGuire is at third base. Lázaro Armenteros is at second. Cameron Masterman is at first. 0-1 stretch. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Simo, right-handed hitter, against the right-hander, Travis Kuhn. Comes set, hands to the belt, third base side of the rubber. Stretch and pitch, Simo fouled it back. Count goes 1-2, one ball, two strikes. Kuhn sets up on that right side of the rubber, and in fact, his lead foot is one step toward third base. So if you're a right-handed hitter, there's some deception. I'm sure it's tough to pick up that delivery. One ball, two strikes, bases full, two out, bottom of the seventh. Stretch and pitch by Kuhn, and a line drive, but foul got just out in front of it down the left field line. Simo jumped on it, but got out in front just a bit. 1-2. What do we got? Oh, I see. Trying to do the wave. Every time I see that, the wave was basically invented by a University of Washington cheerleader in Seattle named Rob Weller, who went on to do some network TV, and I've never forgiven him for it, but that's okay. They're doing the wave. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch to Simo. And a line drive left side. That's a base hit for William Simonite. Going to score one. That's going to score two. And it's 7-5, and the Hounds up off the deck. Simo with his second and third RBIs in this ballgame. Shane McGuire comes across to score. Lázaro Armenteros scores. Stopping at second is Cameron Masterman. It's 7-5. In the last of the seventh. And again, this is coming against a very good reliever. Simo, 2-for-3, three runs driven in, and that was just a line shot. So 7-5, tying runs now on base. And here's Jack Winkler. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. Right-handed hitter stands in. Kuhn comes set. Activity now beginning in the Travs bullpen. Pitch ground ball down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. That is a fair ball. Down the line it goes. Going to score one. And they're going to wave the runner to the plate. There will be no throw. This game is tied. It's 7-7. I started to say double. Jack Winkler never stopped. He drove it down the line. He ties the game with a two-run triple. And that will be it for Travis Kuhn. The Rockhounds in the seventh inning. They did it the other night down. They were down 7-3 in the seventh the other night, down 7-2. They've come all the way back to tie it on a fireworks night. My goodness. Boy, and Travis Kuhn, again, that is, boy, he just doesn't get mistreated like that very often. That's five runs on five base hits. His night is done, and this game is brand spanking new. And the Hounds have a runner at third base with two men down. So we'll check the new pitcher. The batter will be Saeed Valenzuela. And the Hounds have scored a handful in the seventh. This series continues to be absolutely remarkable offensively. 14 more. And the Travs will go to the bullpen. And Jorge Benitez will come on to pitch. He was part of that come back the other night, was on the mound for part of that for the Travelers. So Jorge Benitez, left-hander out of the bullpen. Bottom of the seventh inning. Runner at third is Jack Winkler. Jack with his 12th and 13th runs batted in. So Lazaro with the first run in, and again, there was one man on. Remember, this inning started with a Brian Buelvas single, but the next two batters went out, so the Hounds, as they did the other night, all of this is coming with two men out. Armenteros hit a 3-2 pitch, a base hit, the drove home a run. Cameron Masterman on a 3-2 drew a walk. William Simonite, a two-run single. And Jack Winkler, a two-run triple. The Hounds have scored a handful in the inning, and they lead it, this game now tied 7-7. Two-thirds of an inning for Travis Kuhn, and five hits, five runs, is responsible for the man on at third base. The batter is Saeed Valenzuela. He'll bat from the right side against the left-hander Benitez. Infield is back. Benitez comes set. First pitch to Saeed off speed. Boy, a gorgeous breaking pitch. Big roundhouse delivery that got there. Boy, that just froze him. That pitch moved a ton. 0-1 count. Saeed 0-3. Winkler takes the lead off third. 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives one toward left field. That is high. That is deep. Get out of Dodge. It is gone. Sidewalk souvenir Saeed Valenzuela. The Hounds have done it again. Three consecutive two RBI swings. Saeed Valenzuela, the Rockhounds lead at 9-7. Does this sound familiar? It was 7-3 two nights ago in the seventh, 7-2 tonight. Pitch misses outside to Brian Buelvas, one ball, no strikes. Hounds scored six times in the seventh inning two nights ago, seven times tonight. Pitch to Buelvas, a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Rockhounds 2.0 is getting to be really, really intriguing. That, by the way, here's the 1-1 pitch, and that ball popped foul. That is Saeed Valenzuela's first home run of the season. It's 1-2. And he drove it out of here to left, and he got all of it. It is 9-7 Rockhounds. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Bryan. Swings and hits a high fly ball to center field straight away for Place. He's got it, but how about it? 10 batters to the plate, and 7 of them scored. Boy, this team is, boy, I'm getting to be absolutely fascinating. We have played seven Village Car Wash score. And by the way, let me quickly remind you, this series, the way it's gone, got two innings still to go. Village Car Wash score of our game, Rock Hounds 9, Travelers 7.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The right-hander Calvin Coker, and he came on the other night in that crazy ball game, and Hounds led 9-7 in the ninth inning, and Calvin gave up a run, had two on with nobody out, and got the last three batters. That's the kind of series it's been. And so we will go to the top of the eighth, and it is 9-7 Rockhounds. I said that slowly just to kind of convince myself that that actually is the case, and yeah, it is. Give you totals here in just a couple of moments. Jake Anchia leads it off, takes a called strike from Calvin outside corner. This little sidebar meaningless stat that Anchia is the seventh batter in the order. He's leading off an inning for the fourth time. He's been up four times and led off each time. 0-1 pitch from Calvin, swung on, ground ball, third base, backpedaling as Drew Swift unloads in a hurry. One hop, two hops to get him. He is out! Got him by a quarter step. My goodness, that was an in-between hop to Drew Swift. He made the play backing up. He threw backing up. And on two hops, he got Anchia. Jake reacted a little bit, and I can't say as I blame him. I think the call, though, was correct. And no argument for the first base coach, which is kind of the litmus test there. So here's Connor Hoover with one man down. Arkansas, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Rockhounds, 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. The error is really costly. But the Hounds rally back. Coker's pitch, down and in. Ball one to Connor Hoover. One ball, no strikes. Jorge Juan gave up a couple of runs in the inning. I meant to check on earned runs. I think it is one earned and one unearned, but I better check on that. Yep, that is the case. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch, 1-1. Jorge Juan is also the pitcher of record in this game, thanks to a 7-run seventh inning for the Rockhounds. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, really pulled the string. Off speed at 82 miles an hour. Hoover way out in front. One ball, two strikes. Leo Rivas on deck. Top of the eighth, 9-7 Hounds. And on a fireworks night, my goodness, 1-2 pitch down the way. Long way to go. And by the way, this is just a little sidebar number. It is now 9-7, right? So that's 16 runs. This is still the lowest scoring game of this series. Teams have scored 97 runs. Pitch, punched, left side, foul ball, out of play. Still 1-2. This is game 5 of a 6-game series, and these teams have put up 97 runs. Connor Hoover, left-handed hitter. He has flown to center, struck out, and bounced out to the pitcher. Sends this one a foul ball well wide of first base. Count will stay 2 balls, 2 strikes to the second baseman. For the Rockhounds, Max Muncy, Lazaro Armenteros, Cameron Masterman, and William Simonite each with 2 base hits. Simo with 3 runs driven in. And 3 consecutive 2 RBI swings in that seventh inning. This ball is ripped but foul into the right field corner. Boy, that ball was hit hard. Didn't quite stay back on the pitch. drove it, but drove it foul. Two balls, two strikes to count again. Connor Hoover is the batter. Nobody on, one out, top of the eighth inning. Calvin Coker's pitch down and in. Count goes full, 3-2 to the Trav's second baseman. When that seventh inning, two-run single, William Simonite, two-run triple, Jack Winkler, two-run home run, Saeed Valenzuela. Hard hit ball, base hit, right side. Boy, good at that for Connor Hoover, and that'll put the tying run at home plate for the Trav's. Hoover really battled, hung in there, and sends a sharp base hit to right field. And a good AB. So here's Leo Rivas. He's 1-for-3 with a button single and a run scored. Rivas, one of the four switch hitters on this roster, so he'll swing around and bat from the left side. Rivas, good on base man. First pitch, just down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Coker comes set, cheating in a little bit at third is Drew Swift. Pitch swung on and missed. Slider down and in, one ball, one strike. You know, say this about Hodgetown all the time. This is the eighth inning. It's 9-7, and you feel like there is a bundle of baseball yet to be played. The 1-1 pitch went just outside, maybe a bit high from Calvin. Two balls, one strike. Crowd didn't like that much, as you hear. Calvin Coker, his 37th appearance, by far the most utilized pitcher on the Rockhound staff. 3.5 ERA, 3.47. 2-1 pitch, back door, got there, called strike 2-2. Top of the order, Isaiah Gilliam on deck. And again, he has been tremendous in this game. 2-2 stretch. One on, one out. Pitch from Calvin. That's punch foul out of play. Still 2-2. Gilliam in this game is 3-for-4. He has a home run, a double, a couple of RBIs. He scored twice. And he is the man on deck. One man down in the inning. Runner at first base. Connor Hoover doesn't run a ton, but when he goes, he gets there. He's 6 out of 7 on the bases. Leo Rivas awaiting the second 2-2 pitch. The delivery from Coker, and he punched that one foul. Do it again on 2-2. So each team now a dozen base hits, 9-7 Rockhounds. Quick note from Corpus Christi, the Hooks break a four-game losing streak. They defeat Frisco 2-0. Well, it's been a low-scoring series. Two balls, two strikes, pitching away from Coker. Hard hit ball out towards second. Saeed is there and bobbled the ball. Oh, my goodness, an error on Valenzuela. Well, Saeed will talk to himself for a week. E4, and he just, of course, the guess is that he may have taken his eyes off it just to glance at second to get his positioning, but that's a costly error, and now it's the Travelers who are in some business here. Hoover on that really good at-bat, an 8-pitch at-bat, got the single to right field, and now an error on which Rivas will reach. It's first and second, nobody out, and Isaiah Gilliam becomes the go-ahead run. Again, top of the order has a lot of pop for this team. Gilliam, Packard, Glacé, and Perez, all capable of knocking the ball out of the yard. So Rockhounds have a infield and battery meeting at the mound, and now back to it. It's two on, one man out, and Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Tulsa has extended its lead over Amarillo. It's now 9-5. Bottom of the eighth inning, Springfield still leading San Antonio 5-4. Isaiah Gilliam, switch hitter, left-handed here against Calvin Coker. First pitch, big swing and a miss. He had a rip. 0-1. Spencer Packard, the man on deck. Gilliam set, runners at first and second with one man down and a two-run game. Coker's pitch swung on, lashed into left center field, and that ball on the move and getting there and making the catch. In left field, boy, good reaction. And Lazaro Armenteros got to a well-hit ball. Inside out swing by Gilliam. Line drive to left center, and Lazaro got a good jump, tracked it down for the out. Whoa, and that ball jumped off the bat. That looked like that had extra bases and maybe a tie game written all over it. Lazaro, really good reaction, good play. Two men down, and here's Spencer Packard. One for four. First out was a line drive out to the shortstop, but he's one for four. Extends a hit streak to 14 games. Runner at first base, in fact, is Leo Rivas. If that ball got down, this is a tie game because he runs really well. Pitch outside corner called strike. Packard disagrees, 0-1, borderline pitch. Even with one down in the inning, I think if that ball had dropped, Leo Rivas with his speed certainly would have almost assuredly scored. Here's the 0-1. Down and away, one ball, one strike. So, top of the eighth inning, 9-7 Hounds, two on, two out for the Travelers. The inning, of course, by now should be over. The lookout at second base, the pitching away from Calvin, that ball hard hit, that's a base hitter to right field, that's going to score one run. Going to put runners at first and second. Boy, this is a video replay of the other night when the Hounds, again, erased a 7-3 lead, took a 9-7 lead, and the Travs came right back. In the score here, Connor Hoover on the base hit by Packard continues to swing the bat so well. Another multi-hit game for Spencer Packard. Stopping at second was Rivas, and that brings up Jonathan Classe. Run is unearned, but a run nonetheless, and it's 9-8. Classe, two for three plus a walk. Switch hitter from the left side against Calvin Coker. First and second, two men down, one run game. Pitch, check swing, did he go? The appeal, I would think so. Oh, say no. Boy, what is a strike and what is not on a check swing in this game? Goodness, that has not been good. That part of this game has not been adjudicated well at all. Wow. One ball, no strikes. Classe the batter. Pitching away from Coker, swung on, lifted high and foul, out of play. Sky is pitch black now. We've been playing baseball a while here tonight. 1-1 to Classe. Jonathan in this ballgame, as mentioned, is 2-for-3. Doesn't hit for high average, but has power and speed. Two on, two out. Stretching pitch by Calvin. Missed the outside corner. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. William Simonite, basically a no-doubles defense down that first base side. Outfield has him pretty much straight away. 2-1 count, dangerous count here. Coker with a 2-1 pitch, and that's punched foul back to the screen. 2-2. Eighth inning, 9-8 Rockhounds. Oop, nobody collecting the baseball. That boy a little slow, but now the retrieval. 2-2 the count. Robert Perez Jr., the on-deck batter. But right now, this is Calvin Coker and Jonathan Classe. 2-2, 2-on, 2-out. Calvin's pitch. Got him! Called third strike, inside corner, and Classe can't believe it. So Calvin Coker comes up with the whip, and we have another 9-8 game. I will give you a very obvious but rather remarkable statistic when we return to the last of the eighth inning we go at our Village Car Wash score of the game. Rockhounds 9 and Arkansas 8.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel,
complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last half of the eighth inning, it's the top of the order for the Rockhounds. Have sent 10 men to the plate in the seventh. Drew Swift to lead it off. Left-hander Jorge Benitez on the mound. Pitch to Drew. High and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. It is obvious, but it is, and it's not exactly high-level stuff, but it's remarkable. Here's the 1-0 stretch. The left-hander delivers and finds the inside corner. One and one. This is the fifth game of this series, and each of the five games has had at least 17 runs. Pitch snaps down low, two balls and one strike. The last three games at this point, this game, of course, not over, the last three have had precisely 17 runs. Rockhounds winning 9-8 and 13-4 and lead 9-8 here. Pitch to Swift. Big high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Rivas tried to barehand it. That's base hit for Drew Swift. Lead off single on a little Baltimore chop. Lead off single. Rockhounds scoring seven runs on six base hits in the seventh inning. Taking a 9-7 lead. Again, it was 7-2. Tonight, it was 7-3 going to the bottom of the seventh two nights ago. Hounds again scored six in that one. Scored seven in this one to take a 9-7 lead in each case. And in each case, the Travs came right back. Backdoor pitch, high and wide. Ball one to Max Muncy. Nobody in the bullpen right now for the Rockhounds. So we'll see if Calvin Coker will be tasked with trying to close the door, whatever the score may be. Benitez's pitch is down and into Max, ball two. Muncy two for four. RBI double way back in the first, an infield single in the third. He struck out and popped out since, but a two for four night again from Max. 2-0 stretch. Long set, Benitez, sidearm throw to first, ball dribbles loose, and Drew, nope, not going to risk it. Ball didn't get very far away. Was actually over by the Rockhounds dugout, so bumped into the fence there, so didn't get that far out of play. Drew gave it a good look. One on, nobody down, bottom of the eighth, Rockhounds 9, and Arkansas 8. 98 runs in not quite five games. 2-0 pitch, just down and in, ball three, three balls, no strikes. Max's RBI, by the way, his 10th. Right-handed hitter. Hands right about at the shoulders. Stirs that bat ever so slightly. Takes. Called strike out there. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Drew Swift, the base runner. Max Muncy, the batter who now asks for time. Shane McGuire is on deck. This is the top of the Rockhounds order in the last half of the eighth inning. Looking ahead to the Arkansas ninth, middle third, Robert Perez Jr., Alberto Rodriguez, Josh Morgan. Here's the 3-1 set. Benitez with the pitch, and it's hard to third and got right between the wickets toward the left field line. Swift is going to come to third and Muncy to second. Boy, I don't know how you score that. I honestly don't. That was right between the wickets, and that will be an error, so it's an E5. Ball was hard hit, but it went right between the legs of the third baseman, Josh Morgan. There are so many times, and there is no such thing, of course, things like there should be such thing as a team error in baseball. There are times when clearly a play should have been made, but no one guy can get charged for it. There should be a half hit, half error, and that would be one because it was really hard hit. But it went right between Morgan's legs. So it'll be a two-base error. And coming around to third was Swift. Infield is in. Nobody out. Hounds try to add to the lead. Here's Shane McGuire. Takes breaking pitch away for a ball. curious to see what the Hound staff would say about that one. But again, I think it has to be an error. But it's just one of those that he hit it really hard, but was right at the third baseman. Here's the 1-0. Inside corner called strike to Shane, 1-1. Two men on, nobody down. First error for the Travelers. Rockhounds have committed just one. And again, that was a key error, though, on Saheed. And this one's a key error, perhaps, on Josh Morgan. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down and away, ball two, 2-1. Mentioned when Benitez pitched the other night, he has been very good for the Travs. 2.03 ERA. Left-hander comes set. Second and third, infield in. Pitch to McGuire, just outside, ball three, 3-1. Shane, the guy with a very good eye. 1-for-3. A bounce out, a walk, a strikeout. And got a two-out single in the seventh. Think that was kind of big? Put two men on and fueled the rally. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. They are loaded. The batter is Lazaro Armenteros. Last of the eighth inning. This series, I mean, I just am going to get a visit to the mound here from Michael Peoples. And I honestly, I don't know that even in the Angels era, and it honestly it would take a week because everything now you have on computers, there is so much that is available, but you go back a ways and not all that far, even just the early 2000s, you don't have access to all the computerized stuff that we do now. And certainly not back into the 90s when the Angels, and for example, Angels and El Paso Diablos, so many times would have these high-scoring ball games, either at Christensen Stadium across town here or Cohen Stadium in El Paso. Really rather legendary in minor league baseball, that era in the Texas League for being just absolutely a hitter's league. But through all of our three decades and change, I don't know that we have seen a series quite like this. 17 runs at least in five consecutive games, and the Hounds would like to add to that right now. Here's Lazaro, bases loaded, nobody out. Infield in, pitch to Armenteros, way outside, ball one, 1-0. Lazaro, 2-for-4. Doubled and scored in the sixth, RBI single in the seventh. That was the first of the seven-run inning. Stretched by Benitez, pitch to Lazaro, big swing and a miss. Well, he had damage involved with that swing. One ball, one strike. Well, it took a while tonight. Hounds had two runs through six. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Lazaro. Line drive, base hit up the middle. That's going to score a one, and it's a 10-8 ball game. Lazaro. Line drive single to center field. 10-8 Rockhounds lead. 99 runs in this series. Five games. Bases are still loaded. The batter is Cameron Masterman. He is 2-for-3 plus a walk. Infield in. Stretch and pitch by Benitez. Back door just wide. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Boy, it's crazy. You looked at this lineup not long ago and wondered how you're going to score runs. Here's the 1-1. That's high and away. That's ball two. Had a couple of games along the way where you see a team can really gain kind of a foundation and an identity. And I think that's maybe what we're seeing with this team right now. Don't know how far it'll go, but boy, this is a young team and maybe bonding a bit. Pitch up high, ball three. It's 3-0 now from Benitez with the bases loaded. Walks have been the issue with Benitez. He has 28 walks against 53 strikeouts. Cameron Masterman, I have feeling, is not going to swing here. Base is full. Pitch by Benitez, and it is high. That's ball four, and about to touch the dish, Max Muncy. This is the 100th run of this series. And another RBI for Cameron Masterman. He had six yesterday. It is 11-8. It's the third run allowed by Benitez. And now here is Simo, bases full. He takes, that's a strike, 0-1. Simo, 2-for-3. Strikeout, hit batsman, RBI single, two-run single, and a run scored. The latter in the seven-run seventh inning. He drove in runs numbers 4 and 5. Here's the stretch and pitch Simo takes. That's a called strike. Benitez, who strikes out a lot of batters, comes back and jumps ahead 0-2. 100 runs in 5 games. There's the 0-2 stretch. Infield is in all the way around. Pitch, swing and a miss, and Simo up and down on strikes and 3 pitches. So the inning now should be over. Check me. I'm sorry. That's first out. That is out number 1. Forgive me. So it should be the second out of the inning. There we go. With the error committed along the way. Jack Winkler, 2-run triple that tied the ball game in the seventh inning. Jack 1-for-3 plus a walk. Triple run, 2 ribbies. Takes down low, ball 1, 1-0. And again, it has been contributions, and I guess probably you look at the number of runs on the board for both teams. Obviously, both teams' lineups have contributed greatly. Winkler waits, 1-0 count, bases full, one man down. Backdoor pitch is wide, that's ball 2, 2-0. Jack, the designated hitter in this ball game for the Rockhounds. 2 balls, no strikes, stretch and pitch, takes up high, ball 3, 3-0. So Benitez here, we're kind of seeing what Jorge has been the book on him all year. He walked Masterman on 4 pitches, struck out Simonite on 3, and now is 3-0 to Jack Winkler. 11-8 Rockhounds, make sure I said the score correctly. 3-0 pitch, down the middle, 3-1. And the 11-8 ball game. Bases loaded, one man down, last of the eighth. Waiting is Winkler. Jack swings, pops it up, foul ball into a pitch black night sky off to the right out of play, 3-2. By the way, when I think we'll see what this plate appearance brings, Bobby Crosby doing something tonight that I think is very cool. Understandable, but very cool. 3-2, one man down, pitch takes flight, swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again on 3-2. Bobby has been on his mandatory break, as has Mike Freeman, the manager of the Travelers. So Bobby was, he's been here, he's been watching the games on MILB TV and Valley Live, as many of you are. But he's back and managing tonight. 3-2 now, second time, Winkler set, 3-2 count. Benitez, leg kick, pitch takes flight, swung on, fly ball, center field, well struck, Classe back, and he will make the catch, but that'll drive home a run. RBI, Jack Winkler, 12-8 Rockhounds in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well hit baseball. Two lead runners will move up. Shane McGuire scores on Jack Winkler's third RBI of this ball game, and boy, he hit it and hit it deep to center field. Classe had to go a long way back to get it. And that will be it for Jorge Benitez. He'll give up a fourth run since coming on. I think only one of his runs will be earned, perhaps two. But Benitez day is done. And coming to the plate is Sahid Valenzuela, who was 0-for-3 and then cranked a 2-run home run to break a 7-7 tie in the seventh inning. We'll check the new pitcher, and I'll tell you what Bobby did. Again, it's very, very simple, very subtle, but I really like it. Come on here. Boy, if you are a pitcher, I'm sure you want your number called in this series. My goodness. Let's see who that Andrew is coming out of the bullpen for the Travelers. There we go. The conversation, of course, was blocked. Just a I think it's Baroa. Yeah, it's Prelander Baroa who will come on to pitch. I thought so, but there was somebody blocking his number each and every time. So Prelander Baroa, who has had some big league time this year, will come on to pitch. First and third are the runners, two down in the inning with three runs across for the Hounds. So first and second and two away. Benitez will go a combined one inning. Gave up three base hits. Want to make sure my card is correct. You can imagine what the scorecard looks like in this kind of a ball game. Three hits, four runs. We'll check earned runs. It's either one or two, I think, that would be earned against him. But that is secondary stuff. The Rockhounds, of course, this is the fifth game of the series. The first four games, Javier Godard was the acting manager and was coaching third base. Bobby comes back now to manage, coming off the mandatory break, but he keeps Javier as a third base coach. That's a really small thing. It's a little subtle thing, but I think it's a really cool thing. And boy, it took a while tonight. Two runs through six innings, 10 runs in the last two innings. Here's Saeed, first and third, two men down. Baroa's pitch down, in, back to the screen, come to the plate, score the run. Wild pitch, 13-8. Cameron Masterman going down to second base. This is absolutely crazy. That run will be charged to Benitez. Wild pitch to Baroa. 13-8 the score. And here's Saeed Valenzuela awaiting a 1-0 pitch. He takes outside, ball two. Saeed, not his first double-A home run, by the way. He hit four last season. But his first of this season broke a 7-7 tie in a 7-run seventh inning. Pitch down low for a ball, 3-0. So I guess what, that's three sevens. You roll that in Las Vegas and you can fly home first class. And in this case, the Rockhounds took the lead. Pitch to Saeed down the middle, called strike from Baroa, 3-1. Hounds sent 10 men to the plate in the seventh inning. Saeed is the eighth batter here. There are two down in the last of the eighth. But four more runs across, 13-8 Hounds. Pitch one and ripped up the middle, a base hit from Saeed. That's going to drive home a run, I believe. Saeed going to come to second base. Hit is 14-8. Valenzuela drives home the run. Boy, this group, this series has just been crazy all the way around, and all the more so when you consider, again, this very young team with such little experience, and my goodness, we wondered, some of us aloud, I was one, wondering how this team would score runs. My goodness, 14-8, Brian Wuelvas, the batter, takes a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. The team that was swept earlier in this half, and all of a sudden, boy, it has, at least over the last really 2 weeks, come together. Pitched down in the dirt, good block there by the catcher, Jake Anchia, 1-1. Hounds took on a very good Frisco team, a team that went in and won the first four games at Corpus Christi, and the Hounds split that series in the Metroplex. And they now lead the series 3-1 and lead this game 14-8. 1-1 pitch. Punch through. Base hit right side. Gonna wave the runner home. And the throw will be cut off. It's 15-8. RBI, Brian Wuelvas. Punched it through to right field. Saeed will score. Top of the order, Drew Swift. Hounds have batted around for the second consecutive inning. This was a 7-2 game going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. That run goes to Baroa. That'll be earned to Baroa, I think. Unearned to the team? Yeah, unearned to the team, earned to Baroa. Doesn't get the benefit of the error before he came in and pitched inside, got off the glove. But count to Drew is two balls, no strikes. Wow, this just absolutely stunning. You and I have been traveling this road a long time, and this just almost stops you right in your tracks and say, my goodness, what are we watching here? 2-0 count, pitched by Baroa, swing and a miss as Drew comes up empty, 2-1. So it was a 7-2 lead for Arkansas going to the seventh inning. Rockhounds have outscored the Travs 13-1 since the seventh. Pitch a high strike, and it gets there 2-2. .23 more in this game, 104 runs in this series. That's basically 21 runs per game. Ground ball to short, take a big high hop to Rivas. He'll make that play with ease. Force out is at second base, 6-4 goes the put out, but the Rockhounds add to the lead. Scored six more times in the eighth inning. Six more. 15 runs in the last two innings for Rockhounds 2.0. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score. And by the way, it's the same situation for Calvin Coker. Go figure. Village Car Wash score. Downs 15, Travelers 8.
Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Robert Perez Jr. leads it off. We go to the top of the ninth and the pitch down and away for a ball. 1-0. Calvin Coker will face the middle third of the order here in the top of the ninth inning, 15-8. Again, safe situation, breaking pitch, swung on and missed 1-1. He came in a 9-8 game, and the Hounds scored six more and really manufactured the runs in the eighth. In the seventh, set the table, basically kind of small ballish, and then three huge swings of the bat with a single, triple, and home run, each driving in two. Simonite, Winkler, and Valenzuela, respectively. 1-1 pitch outside off the corner, 2-1. So top of the ninth, it's 15-8 Rockhounds. This now the, second highest scoring game of this series? Swinging a bouncing ball, foul one. That covers a lot of ground, 2-2 the count. Hounds won the opener 16-4. Travs won the second one 17-10. Hounds have won 9-8, 13-4, and now lead 15-8 in this ball game. Last night, again, a game that was closer than the score would indicate. Fly ball high in the air, but straight away to left. Lazaro is there. Fairly shallow left field. One man down in the top of the ninth inning. Boy, I mean, these fans see Oh, my goodness. No, dropped the ball. My goodness. Had to, that was so interesting. I thought for a moment that he just dropped the glove down with the ball in it. He misplayed it. My goodness. Perez on at second base. That was fascinating. Lazaro, look, he was camped. He was there and flat dropped it. One man on with nobody down. Boy, it almost looked casual. Backdoor pitch called strike to Alberto Rodriguez. It looked a little funny the way the glove kind of dropped, and I thought he had the ball in the glove, did not. Pitch from Calvin, that lifted high and foul out of play off the bat of Alberto Rodriguez. So, runner in scoring position, nobody out. Boy, go figure this game, this series. Nothing exactly in the ordinary over these five games. 0-2 the count. Perez Jr., the runner at second base. Nobody out in the inning. Rodriguez, left-handed hitter, is 2-for-4 in this game. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-2. He's bounced out twice. In each case, really good plays, particularly by Saeed Valenzuela in the seventh. Took a base hit away from him. Good play at first base by William Simonite back in the third. Boy, I've got to see a video on that error pop-up behind the plate. Given a look at Shane McGuire, and just out of room. Goes back into the seats, 1-2. Should never, of course, take anything for granted. And my goodness, in this series, you can't take anything for granted. But it just looked as Lazaro just drifted over. He was camped. He was right there. And ball just absolutely in and out of the glove. And I probably started to write it down before, you know, the ball had hit the earth even. Pitch down and in, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So that's an error on Lazaro, and it's an error on the broadcaster as well for assuming. One on, nobody down, 2-2 count. Rodriguez waits. Pitch by Calvin. Swing and a miss. He got him down and in. Swinging strike 3, one man down. Now the bell will toll one time. Second strikeout for Calvin Coker. Batter is Josh Morgan. Josh 0-for-4, lined out sharply to Max Muncy his last time up to end the seventh inning. Morgan, right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Coker with a pitch. Down and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Series finale tomorrow at 1. Time called here by Josh at home plate. Jack Cushing, who got the baseball. Alex Valverde has just joined the Travs. He's going to start tomorrow. He comes over from the Eastern League. Signed as a free agent. 1 ball, no strikes. Pitch from Coker. Bouncing ball foul. 1-1. So, yeah, welcome to the team. We're going to send you out to the mound tomorrow in a series in which 104 runs have been scored in 5 games. One on, one man down, 1 error in the inning. 1-1 pitch from Coker. Called strike inside corner. Just got there. 1-2 the count. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Third baseman Drew Swift in a no doubles alignment on the left side toward the line. 1-2 stretch by Calvin. Pitch takes flight. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball away. Bell will toll the second time. Calvin Coker's third strikeout. And now here is Jake Anchia. 1-for-4 solo home run. That made it a 4-1 game back in the fourth inning. Anchia takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Bounced out on a really nice play by Drew Swift at third base his last time up. 1-for-4 with the solo home run. His third, 2 of them coming against the Rockhounds. And Chia waits. 1-0 pitch from Coker. Ground ball. That's going to go out to shortstop Max Muncy. Comes up, throw it. Got him. Ball game. Glove by Simo. Rockhounds win it. My goodness, this team is absolutely stunning in this series. Going to do a quick wrap-up tonight. That's a logistic thing we have here on Saturdays, but my goodness gracious. Rockhounds win it. 15-8. They outscore the Travelers 13-1 in the 7th and 8th innings combined. Gentlemen, stunning. One and all, this bunch for you.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds defeat the Arkansas Travelers by the final score of 15-8, scoring 7 in the 7th and 6 more in the 8th inning to win this ball game. Absolutely stunning. Arkansas, 8 runs, 13 hits and an error, 8-13-1. Rockhounds, 15 runs, 16 hits and 3 errors, including the strange one in the top half of the 9th inning, but it does no damage. Jorge Juan will get the win in this ballgame. Jorge will take the loss. And Calvin Coker gets a save. He came in at a one-run ballgame. I'm going to check those final numbers for you again here in just a moment. Still totaling the box, which is rather understandable, I would think. Again, we're going to do a very quick wrap on this ballgame. That's simply a bit of a little Saturday night logistical thing that I have here. But we'll do a quick wrap-up on another remarkable game. 23 more runs in the books, 104 runs scored in this series. Wow. I'll double-check the box when they get it all finalized. You can imagine that might take a minute or two. Our final Village Car Wash score of this ball game: Rockhounds 15, Arkansas 8.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Box is finalized. I knew I blew something in there. I knew it. It is Travis Kuhn who will actually take the loss in this game rather than Benitez. A big part of his Kuhn who took the loss. Jorge Juan pitched one inning, gave up a couple of runs, but he will get the win. And Calvin Coker gets his fourth save of this game, and of this series in this game. And again, he came in a 9-8 game. The Rockhounds, impossible to quickly recap this game, but 3 2-run swings in the 7th inning. William Simonite, a 2-run single. Jack Winkler, a game-tying 2-run triple. And Saeed Valenzuela, a go-ahead 2-run home run, which will be the game-winning swing. For the Rockhounds in this ballgame, again, Lazaro Armenteros, 3-for-5, 3 runs, drove in 2. William Simonite, 2-for-4, scored 1, drove in 3. Jack Winkler, 1-for-3, scored 1, drove in 3. And Saeed Valenzuela, 2-for-5, scored 2 at the home run and drove in 3. Absolutely astounding. 104 runs in 5 games. That is just a tenth shy of 21 runs per game in this series. And the Rockhounds have now won 4 of the 5 in this set. They are 2 games over 500 in the second half now at 20-18. And this homestand has absolutely been stunning. By the way, a couple of the Marvel jerseys designed by Brian Crosby, Bobby's older brother. Thank you very much, Kathy, for that reminder. They are being auctioned even as we speak. The others, by the way, are available online at MILB.com. Well, when we join you tomorrow, just ahead of the first pitch, which is scheduled for 1 o'clock, we'll get some numbers. I've got to do a little bit of work on the notepad on this one and on this series. We'll get you some numbers from this remarkable five-game stretch. We'll see you tomorrow. Jack Cushing goes to the mound for the Rockhounds against Alex Valverde for the Arkansas Travelers. Looking forward to bringing it to you. My goodness, got to grab a nap and do this thing one more time, one more game in the series. Hounds outscore the Travelers 13-1 over the final two innings, the seventh and eighth for the Rockhounds. They win it 15-8. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark, that's your final. And until tomorrow, wow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends. Woo, exhale from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.